Cleveland, Columbus, Sacramento, San Francisco. The Empire is spreading.
Conquerors, you bastards!
Come on, Ann, I gotta bring it up. Gotta bring it up. It's rare we ever. It's rare we ever get anything on Anthony.
What's the problem? Why?
Ann just asked Ben.
Oh no!
Who's our ticket broker?
Oh no! Come on!
Ben's our personal concert ticket broker
just
for the O&A show.
Helpful reminder. Why?
So there's all these great concerts coming to town. Read down the concerts coming to town, and let's play a little game with the listeners to see what tickets Anthony needs. Okay?
You are a man.
Let me see. I picked 9 fans coming to town. You guess which show Anthony wants to go see, okay? Does Anthony want to go to see the Allman Brothers? 13 nights in March at the Beacon Theater.
Right.
Does Anthony want to see Lit March 4th at Irving Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Does Anthony want to see 311 March 4th at Roseland?
Okay.
Or could it be Ant needs tickets to see Typo Negative in Cold Chamber?
Yeah.
Now that's a show that rocks!
Yeah.
March 14th at Roseland. Does Anthony need tickets for Cracker? That's a cute little band too, Cracker. March 20th and 21st at the Bowery Ballroom. Or does he need tickets for John Paul Jones? March 28th at Irving Plaza? Must be Korn tickets, right, Ant? I know you love Korn. April 1st at the Continental Arena and April 8th at the Nassau Coliseum. Or does Anthony need tickets to see No Doubt at April 6th at Roseland? Or could it possibly be tickets to see Bruce Springsteen? Bruce coming to town for like 10 dates. Let's play What Does Anthony Need Tickets To?
Allman Brothers, Lit, 311, Typo Negative, Cracker, John Paul Jones, Korn, No Doubt, or Bruce Springsteen.
Now, if it was up to me, I'd have a tough choice there. Do I go see Korn or do I see Typo Negative in Cold Chamber?
Of course.
Let's go to Roger. Roger?
Yeah.
You want to play?
Sure.
Okay. What does Anthony need concert tickets to?
Britney Spears.
Shut up. No, it's not Britney Spears, believe it or not. Anthony does not want tickets for Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Okay, thanks.
All right, man.
Later.
Let's go to George. George, what does Anthony need tickets to?
That fag wants to see NSYNC.
Get out of here.
What do I win? Let me go on the ski trip.
No, see, you get nothing.
No, it's got to be one of the shows we named.
No Doubt.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. You bet.
Yeah, you bet.
What do I get? Let me go on the ski trip.
Shut up. Come on.
I'm just a girl. Don't you think
I'm so excited? Nothing sacred.
Come on, Ant. They have like two good songs.
Nothing sacred.
Are you going to get in the pit and mosh to this song, Anthony?
Yeah, so.
Oh! That part, you could have your lighter out.
Very good. Very funny.
Go ahead. You really don't want tickets to see Korn in? Come on.
Go to Typo Negative and Cold Chamber and hang out with a bunch of, 20-year-old guys. I'll go to No Doubt and be surrounded by chicks.
Typo Negative rocks.
Good choice.
Though.
I'm getting a pair of tickets, Opie. Does that make sense to you now?
I understand why
I'm
you're getting
alone.
All right, guys, I'm out of here. Ant, you really let me down.
All right, hold on. We got to give you a prize for playing.
Right, cool.
What concert tickets does Anthony need? What do you want? We have a ton of stuff to get.
I
want
to go on the ski trip, man.
All right, where's the ski trip folder? Oh, we're done with that. We gave away all those spots already. You could have wrestling tickets or the new album from Smashing Pumpkins.
Wrestling tickets.
Wrestling tickets?
Yeah.
All right, hold on the line, man.
Cool.
George,
nothing
line four.
Nothing sacred around here.
George wins a pair of tickets to the WWF Saturday, April 15th at Madison Square Garden before you can buy them, plus a WWF t-shirt. Tickets go on sale this Sunday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Yes, Ben?
I think he's an actual fan because remember the night going to Rick's bachelor party that No Doubt CD was in his truck?
All right, Ben, you're really funny. You're all a bunch of tools.
I understand.
Look.
Wait, before you give your explanation, we also have to mention that we did find an NXS CD in your car and Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
See, when I used to drive into work with Ann, we were rocking to, like, Rob Zombie. I left my pal. I don't get to commute with him anymore. He's rocking a No Doubt.
In the cars.
You are the worst, man. No.
Come on. It's been a while since we've gotten something on you, Anthony.
No. You see, you don't seem to understand that there's... Look.
Let's not forget the time you called me to talk stocks, and I heard this song in the background.
No, that was...
You will admit that was playing in the background.
Look, I had the goddamn radio, and I'm scanning around, and finally you picked up the phone, and that's where the radio was stopped.
Yeah.
And I started talking to you.
Oh, man, there's no explaining it. I'm sunk. I wasn't listening to this.
Oh, man.
I can understand if it was like Bye Bye Love by the Cars or something that almost rocks.
Oh,
but this?
God. No, I wasn't listening to it. It just came on.
This happened to come on the radio.
Yeah, I was on scan. And it stopped on cue. And you picked the phone up. What am I going to do? Hold on, I got to get a cool song on the radio so you don't think I'm a tool? You know?
Well, if you knew the show, yes.
Yeah, I know. In hindsight, I guess I should have. You also, see what I've been doing now, though? Whenever I call from the road,
also,
I try to find a fanciest song to put on the radio.
When I call you, I make sure I have my Anal C CD.
Anal C.
Can't say the real name of the band. Hey, Ann, just hanging out with this hardcore band. What's up? Just wanted to check in with you to see what we're doing on the show today.
Look. You want to dig up crap like this.
What?
You want to dig it up. Who had to get an autographed Ricky Martin CD?
Come on.
Who had to get it? Was that Anthony? No, I think that was Opie.
Oh, my God.
You know it was for Sandy.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair enough, right?
Fair enough.
Okay. Sure.
Very good.
Okay.
Are we understanding each other?
Sort of.
While I'm still in litigation?
Oh, my God.
So it's someone else's CD collection that happens to be in your car. What's his name?
You jerk off, man. You are the worst.
All right.
We were just having fun, and all of a sudden, I'm the asswipe.
Wait, Vito's checking in. Vito?
Yo.
What's up, Vito?
How you doing, guys? Hey, Anthony, I need my warrant CD back. You guys suck. Syndication now.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye, Bo.
Oh, man.
I got to just take one of these calls. It wouldn't be fair if I did.
Fred,
what's up?
Oh, Anne's just a girl. Fred. You're a fag. Come on.
I knew it. Oh. Ben just can't keep a secret.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
I got those Yanni tickets you wanted there.
Easy.
Smart, man.
I actually went to see Yanni at the beach.
Okay. And
if we're going to be honest here today.
What happened there?
Oh, you're so hot, Anthony.
Yes. Yeah, Yanni.
I think I get a little culture in my life.
Oh, so a culture?
No, that's a few years back.
Yanni.
What was the worst show you ever saw?
Ooh, that's... Let me see.
I saw REO Speedwagon.
Jackson Browne. Oh. I just see Jackson Browne. That was pretty bad. Yeah. Look at Spaz just ran out of here. He almost knocked Matt over.
All right, let's go to Rob. Rob, you're next on NEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Opie? I called you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, Opie, did you have to go jet skiing with Ricky Martin to get the CD signed?
All right, easy. We just asked to find people at Sony to help me out for a Christmas present.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the truth, man.
Yeah, you're not off the hook either. Going to see No Doubt? You going to wear some suspenders and checkered pants?
Ant's going to dye his hair. He's going to put a little purple in it.
Cool.
Oh, come on. I'm just going because Gavin might be there.
Come on, man.
All right, Rob.
Disappointing me, guys.
Oh, come on.
Are you getting pounding on the instant feedback yet?
Rob from Long Island. Hey, Anth, maybe Lilith Fair will hit town soon. You better get your Backstreet Boy tickets before all your homo friends get them first. Anthony, are you looking forward to the Mike and the Mechanics reunion?
It just sucks when you say something.
I guess it's Anth's turn in the barrel today.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't take Ben to the side and said, hey, Ben, you know, don't tell anyone, but I really need, you know, No Doubt tickets.
And I just got a call. Your Barry Manilow tickets are cool.
Shut up, Barry Manilow.
Jerry, what's going on?
I hear ABBA guys, might be getting doing? Back together. People are pounding me, you bastards. Getting severely
pounded
on this.
What else are they saying on the instant feedback?
Oh, God. I'm with the fag police. I want a warrant for Anthony's apartment to search for Liza Minnelli CDs.
I'm just glad it's not my turn today. I don't think I could handle it today.
Hey, Anth, you going to the No Doubt show with Gay Marco?
You know, Gay Marco hasn't called us in a while.
No Doubt Anthony's a fag. Suck, man.
All right, you got it queued up, Mark?
What, the tape?
Yeah, cue up the tape.
Oh, you want the tape?
No, I want to check it out.
I want to see it.
All right, yeah.
What is Nick Carter calling for?
No, it's I don't think it's that Nick Carter.
Oh.
I think it's a different Nick Carter.
Oh, I thought it was our buddy in Boston.
No, it's...
Oh, all right. Nick.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'd like to invite Anthony down to my special show. I'm from the Backstreet Boys, and I'd like to show him what I've got playing in my pants.
Great.
I want you sideways.
Okay. Very, very funny. Just hysterical.
That was great. All right, and time's up. Very good. You handled yourself quite well there.
Thank you. I made the mistake of actually trying to explain myself the first couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I realized I was completely insane.
You never explain anything on the show.
You just take it. Yep. Okay. Going to No Doubt.
All right. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. Gonna be looking forward to hearing this song?
Sure.
Keggers. We deliver keggers.
Vanessa, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Anthony, I like No Doubt, but, you know, I'll get you a George Foreman grill if you go to see Barbara Streisand with my mom.
Barbara Streisand.
What do you think?
Get out of here. What are you, insane? Barbara Streisand.
All righty. George Foreman grill.
Thank you. I got the reference.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, Anthony, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back, okay?
Please.
All right.
O.P. Anthony.
We have our penises. They do all of our speaking for
us. They do all the talking for us.
The O.P. and Anthony Show. O.P. Anthony.
1027.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The comfort personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the comfort personality. The comfort personality. The comfort personality.
back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yes.
Howie.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
I was just wondering if Earl's show is going to start late in honor of Black History Month. Ring the bell.
Ouch. Yeah, but why don't we get the Black Earl show?
Yeah.
Earl, you ready?
Salvage our career and move on.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, I was born ready.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we should fill everyone in. It's Black History Month.
Whitey gives the black man the shortest month of the year to celebrate their
heritage. Yeah.
I don't understand that.
So we
got a problem with that, Earl, or are you happy with February?
Take what you can get.
There you go.
So we
fight the power.
We figured we'd give Earl some time.
Yeah.
To give his views.
Not only that, I mean, you know, Earl very interested in getting a show featuring black rock artists on NEW. And he's been pitching this for a while, and it sounds cool.
A year.
And now we're going to give him a few minutes, play a few songs, do a little conversation, maybe take some phone calls about the songs, the music, Black History Month, whatever Earl wants to talk about. It's his show.
Right, Earl?
I'm psyched. Let's play some music.
Well, you got to do a little more than that.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the airwaves, and you got to do a little intro. Maybe a little something about Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And then you intro your first song, and then after the song, you talk a little bit, maybe take a phone call.
Christ, you sound so white.
Something.
We have an intro for Earl's show, Anthony.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Should we start with that?
Woo!
Funny interpretation, but in honor of Black History Month, we're going to bring you Black Earl on 1027 WNEW.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm talking about.
Holy jeez.
Nigga, please!
Come on, how about a good old nigger work song?
Oh, no! Just show your
face. I'm Big Dick Black.
I'm the Invisible Man.
You don't want hiring niggas, that's all. I'm Big Dick Black.
There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers.
Okay, brother.
Beer chucker.
I'm Big Dick Black. I'm telling
you, just watch your mouth. The next man makes a move, the nigger gets it.
Oh, Lordy Lord, he's gasping. Do what he say. Do what he say.
I got it from a Negro.
Ouch.
I am stupefied. I'm totally stupefied. This is 1027 WNEW, Black Rock Coalition Radio. This is Earl Douglas on the air.
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
I knew it was my turn of the barrel. I just knew it. But we're going to play some...
Not bad.
Hey!
Let's go while we're young.
We're going to play some music right now. The idea about the show is to feature artists of color who happen to rock out and...
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Artists of color who, you know, they don't do traditional R&B or hip-hop or what have you, but they rock out a little bit, and they generally don't get the exposure that they deserve. And pretty much in honor of Black History Month, which is a month that celebrates African American culture, artists of color.
Oh, that uppity nigger went and hit me on the head with a shovel.
We decided. Oh, God, we decided to feature some music.
Shut up!
some music for, from artists of color who go beyond the norm. So we just picked out a couple of songs, and you know, we'll take a couple of calls a little bit later on. And
dock that chink a day's pay for napping on the job.
Yes, sir.
Play clips from Blazing Saddles. And you know what? Let's take a couple of calls. Let's pick up line 7. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I wanted to know about blacks that have their birthdays in this month.
It's my turn in the barrel, isn't it? So we're going to play some music. Let's hear some Fishbone. Everybody loves Fishbone. And this is from their 1993 album, ironically titled Give a Monkey a Brain and He Swears He's the Center of the Universe. So let's hear some Fishbone on NEW. WNEW Black Rock Coalition Radio. This is Earl Douglas, your host, and that was just a little bit of Swim by Fishbone. I missed the gunfire and sirens.
You know what I'm talking about.
On 102.7. And that was Fishbone with Swim from 1993. Korn, bands like Korn and Limp Bizkit took a lot from Fishbone, particularly that album, which was probably one of their harder albums. And let's take a call. Let's put Lewis on, because Lewis is always he's always interesting. Yo, Lewis, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, dude, I got a request. I'd like you to play some of, you know, Bojangles' greatest hits.
Bojangles' greatest hits?
You know, that tap dancing stuff is real interesting. I'm just curious. Do you have a problem staying awake during radio shows? I mean, I know how some DJs, you know, like fall asleep. They get tired. They play long songs.
No, but Lewis, you're sitting there listening to it, you effing tool.
Yeah, just one other quick question. I've had a problem lately. I know how to break into the car. But I have a problem starting the engine afterwards. Could you give me some tips?
Long head, curly hair, smiley face.
Stay out the bushes!
Wait, is that Psycho Mark?
Oh, Jesus.
Stay out the bushes.
Hey, Earl.
Yo, Mark, what's up?
If you put the extender on the microphone so you don't scrape your lips on it.
Hey. What, Mark, you start early?
No, I'm just curious. You don't want to get all that lip cheese all over the microphone. I hope you'll get all of it. What you gonna do? Will
they come for you, bad boys? I would like to apologize. Psycho Mark is out of his mind, as usual. He probably started early.
Stay out the bushes!
You cut that music off! Jesus Christ. This is 1027 WNEW New York and Infinity Broadcasting Station. Black Rock Coalition Radio. Let's grab another phone call. Let's pick up, I think, Ronnie? Or Kenny? I can't see. Line 9.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's the name of the show? The Crack Rock Coalition?
No.
I was confused for a little while. I didn't know what I was listening to.
I got it from a Negro.
Thanks.
Thank you. Let's,
Hey, where are the white women at?
This is I'm losing it here. I'm so sorry. 1027 WNEW, Black Rock Coalition Radio. As you can see, I would produce this show, not host it, thank God. And interesting facts about Black History Month. Just reading a few things here that the city of Chicago, founded by Jean-Baptiste, a black man.
I got it from a Negro.
Yes, he did. Dr. Charles Drew founded Blood Plasma and was the director of the Red Cross Blood Bank. He was also a person of color.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. Witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Shut up!
Was that Sammy? That was Sammy Davis. With that old black magic. God, oh my God, I'm in the barrel again. This is 1027 WNEW.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. So.
Coming. Virgin.
Cut it out, Scott. So now we're gonna go back to some music. Let's hear some Bad Brains, the greatest hardcore band ever from the... Behave, Carol. We're going to hear some Bad Brains, the greatest hardcore band ever. And here is I on 1027 WNEW. 927 WNEW. This is the abbreviated version of the Black Rock Coalition show.
It's flat out, and I'm gonna sing a song for you.
And I apologize deeply to the black community for what is transpiring right now.
You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang.
The funniest part is I love this song.
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun.
Hey, where are the white women at? Hey, where are the white women at?
This is 102.7 WNEW, and in honor of Black History Month, I'm so sorry. This is Black Rock Coalition Radio, kind of an abbreviated version of it, and I'm your host, Earl Douglas, and let's take a couple more calls. Linda, let's punch up Linda.
Hi, Earl. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. That Fishbone CD, that's the hardest thing I've ever had to listen to on this station.
Did you enjoy it?
Now, please bring ONA back. Sorry.
It's not for everybody. It's 1027 WNEW. Let's pick up line 6.
Yo, Earl.
Yo.
Yo, man, what's up, man? You got some Death Fly Mad tunes here, man. What's up with the Sammy Davis Jr., man? Where's the Candyman at, man? Yo, one other thing, man. Make sure you clean the Jerry curl off them headphones, man. That stuff be nasty. Sorry about the dump.
Hey, you can't curse on the air, you idiot.
I apologized it to you, brother.
No, thank you. I want to bring out a serious question. Everyone, like particularly white people, they always raise the issue of like black people this, black people that. So why is it that they always cop black culture? They wear the pants. They want to. You two are brutal.
Okay, terrific.
I made a funny, son, and you're not laughing.
But that's a serious question. Why?
How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
That's a serious question. Line 7, Lewis. Lewis is back. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a serious question. Listen, I didn't want to goof on you. I felt bad about it. So I wanted to ask you some advice. I'm dating this pretty new African princess, and I'm just curious, which restaurants are you recommend, like KFC or Bob's Big Boy?
Shut up, dummy. Shut up, dummy.
Stay out the bushes.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Shut up, dummy.
Can we please play another song, please? Hey!
Come on, big man! Let's do the truth!
Stay out the bushes!
Come on, big man! Let's do the truth! Take me by my little hand and go like this!
Shut up, dummy!
It's 1027 WNEW, and let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, what's up? Man, what's wrong with you, man? Why are you letting all these crackers make fun of you?
I didn't see
it. Funny, man. You're supposed to represent the brotherhood.
I'm trying, and I'm just getting ambushed here. Help me out.
Come on, man. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to take over the airwaves. You're the black people, black panthers. The power, black power.
Well, we need a couple of brothers to come over and help us take over.
Man, I'll be right there. Well, let me come over there. Hallelujah, big man.
Thanks for the call.
Stay out the bushes.
Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Yo.
Hey, what's happening?
What up, man?
What up? You're
what
on the
up,
air.
What up, my nigga?
What's
you
up?
You wearing your gold teethus?
No, I'm not wearing my gold teethus. What's
keep
going
on? Shut
up,
brother.
Dummy. Shut up, dummy.
Take that off.
And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends.
Be more funny. Just think, kids. 27 more days of this. 1027 WNEW. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you are on the air. WNEW.
Hey, you can have a black country show with Charlie. We can play Charlie Pride.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, we can play Charlie Pride and Charlie Pride. Well, hey, you know why white people are like to look black? Because we can get old white people to be afraid of us also.
Ouch.
Let's get back to some music, please, 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 please. I'm going to hear my all-time favorite band, Living Color, and I just want to say a quick hello. Hey! That is... I hate you guys. I really do. Shut that off.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Ouch. Ouch.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Eddie Murphy is not my all-time favorite artist, for the record.
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucks ass.
Can we play the real song now?
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
This is 1027 WNEW. This was some form of Black Rock Coalition Radio, and we're going to play my all-time favorite band, Living Color, and this is Go Away off of Stain.
Hey. I've got a perfect puzzle for you.
Cut that off.
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
Please! Are you
getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-da.
I'm the invisible man.
Oh, God, this is 1027 WNEW. Hello, you're... Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Earl.
What's happening?
Dude, this is a really good show, man. You should have your own show on NEW, man.
I really appreciate it, I think. What's going on?
Nothing. Just listen to your show. I just wanted to say it's really good. I don't know why these guys are ragging on you like that.
Well, that's just them being them. Thanks for the call. We're going to get to some music now. Here is Living Color. Oh, well, that's Tracy Chapman. This is 1027 WNEW. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Linda again, Earl.
Hello, Linda. What's happening?
How you doing?
Good.
You know, usually I really feel bad for you when the guys make fun of you and all, but you're killing us. There's a 20-car pile up here on the parkway, and we're all asleep at the wheel. You got to stop. Let it go for the day. You got 27 more days. Let it go. Let them come back, please, for the love of God.
Okay, Linda.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, twat. 1027 WNEW. Here is Finally Please Hold. It's 1027 WNEW. Hello, you're on NEW.
Hey, what's up, Earl? Skeeter.
What's happening?
Hey, I want to know if you can clap your hands for everybody so the station knows you're not stealing anything. Take care. Peace out, buddy.
It's 1027.
Earl.
Yo.
What's up, Earl? I want you to play the Living Color, and I want to hear the Cult of Personality. That's my favorite black band, brother. All right? I want you to play them.
All right. We'll try and get it on for you.
All right. Rock on, my horny black brother.
Thank you. It's 1027 WNEW. I'm going to take another call. I'm going to do some music here. Let's get some music on. Here's some Living Color. No, this is We Are the World.
I got it from a Negro.
There comes a time.
Kusa!
When we heed a certain call.
It's 1027 WNEW. Hello, you're on the air.
Girl.
Yo, what's happening?
I think this is a great thing you're doing with this Black History Month. I just walked out of the video store. I rented Roots. I'm going to go home and play it backwards so it has a happy ending. Have a good one.
Thank you, Anthony. Now, I know I'm getting set up here, but here's we're going to get back to some music here and... Please play something, please. Living Color on 1027 WNEW. It's 1027 WNEW. Thankfully, we're going to wrap this thing up. And I want to thank my good friends, Opie, Anthony, and Rick, and Ben, who I'm probably going to kill after the show. And please address all letters to Jeremy Coleman, care of WNEW, 888 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10106, because I know we'll get them. Mercifully, we're going to end this. I want to apologize for everyone, to everyone at the Black Rock Coalition. I did not see this coming. I am so, 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 so sorry. Thank you very much for listening and enduring, and take care.
Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on The Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW, New York. Opie Anthony,
1027 WNEW.
The Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday.
Yeah.
We're playing What the Hell Is That today. All the doctors are here, and some of the people have started arriving that want things diagnosed.
Beautiful. We're helping again. Again we help.
We have a ex-Playboy model who's now a doctor. That never happens.
Wow.
She's smoking, though. And she was on Temptation Island, the first one or the second one?
Yeah, that's
the
first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
Who is that? We'll get her in here, man.
Look at the hotness in the studio right now. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Wait, doctors don't wear leather outfits
like
that.
Well,
I don't wear this to work. I wear the jacket, but I thought I'd, you know, get a little more interesting for...
What kind of doctor are you? Just your basic general practitioner?
Family practice.
Family practice.
Yeah, it's a specialty. You know, it took...
That's great.
3 years after med school to do.
I got
to
ask you something. When you get a boy, you know, mid to late teens that come in and and they have personal problems, it is a little weird for them to, you know, pull their pants down and...
Well, they have no choice because I'm allowed to say, you know...
Pull your pants down.
Yeah.
But you know something?
I don't know if it's weird for them or not. They don't really say anything.
When you're checking for that hernia, turn and cough.
Yeah.
When
I don't do it that way, though.
No?
How do you do it?
What do you do?
No, I mean, I don't know.
A couple of drinks?
No, I just don't make them turn.
Yeah. Wow.
You're not going to cough on me from 3 feet above?
I had a goddamn German doctor as a pediatrician when I was a kid. And, obviously. And, Dr. Fuchs. And she would be like, take your pants down. And it was the most like this big Helga woman, you know?
How old was she?
Oh, she was like,
lady?
Especially when you're a kid, she might as well have been a million.
Right,
it didn't matter.
Right.
You know? But I couldn't imagine walking in and going, oh my God, this is the doctor. Now I got to show my short prepubescent schlong to. You know?
Some of them tried to refuse when I was seeing kids, but.
Yeah.
You know, they really couldn't.
What
so.
Idiots.
What about the adult men that come in that don't really, aren't really shy and they want to show you maybe something they have under their underwear or something? It's a little weird.
Only a few times do they ever seem to be too excited.
Really?
Oh, so
did that happen?
That. Yeah, and you're just.
What do you give it
to,
the flick? Pong!
No, you're just supposed to sort of acknowledge, oh, I guess everything's working okay. And, you know, not pretend like you don't see it.
Right. Hey, want a tug?
Yeah.
You know, something like
no,
that. I knew some nurse, and she said sometimes the guys would be aroused when she would come along, and she wouldn't think twice about it. She would just take her middle finger and use it to flick. You know how you. And just go poink, and it would go away instantly. And
really?
She wouldn't talk about it, wouldn't say anything, just go poink,
and it would
start
go
doing
away?
The work. Oh, instantly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just her. I don't know.
Well, I hired her for one night, and she wore a nurse's outfit, so.
What?
Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. No, but a very, very nice.
We don't
doctor.
Even know her name. We don't know what she has done in the past.
My name.
Yeah.
My name is Allison.
But Dr. Allison?
What have I done in the past?
Well, you were on
Temptation Island.
You were on Temptation Island. Why don't I remember that?
I stayed on to the end. My hair's all like curly and messy because we were in the jungle humidity. So
I'm trying to remember this. I watched that show religiously.
And I stayed on till the end, went on the final dream date in the cave.
You were the cave, the girl in the cave.
Wait,
with Kaya. Why did you take Kaya, my boyfriend? That woman. Oh,
I need to take my 100 vitamin pills.
She was crazy. She's absolutely
that date
insane.
She went on, that poor son of a bitch that got
Dano,
stuck with her.
Dano, guy. He's my friend.
Yeah. All I can think about is Kaya.
She's
great.
Around like,
We were huge fans of Temptation Island, the first one.
Yeah, because it was just such a mess. I loved it.
You were the one, like, they were swimming and stuff, and they had a slow motion shot of you, like,
hair flipping.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You were the hottest one.
That was me with the hair flipping. But I was like,
but the lab coat is throwing you off a little bit and the lack of tan.
Nice.
No tan, right.
But, I mean, the body's still there.
Still there.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
She went on the dream day with Kai in the cave.
And I never forget.
That sounds like Lisa Orban went on that.
She has herself convinced that he never kissed anyone there. And it was funny because on the reunion show, they like show, as she's saying that, in the background over her shoulder, him kissing like two different girls, you know. And she's like, well, he was a perfect gentleman.
God.
Well, it's a
what about you? Did he try anything? Did he make any moves? Was he really looking to close the deal?
Well, I won't say exactly what happened in the cave.
No.
But they really did take the cameras away for 12 hours.
They did?
Yeah, and people think, like, we're making that up or stupid because you see footage of it. Well, they had them on us when we got there, and then once we were there, they took them away, and then we were freaking out, like, all right, where do they have them hidden? Like, we were, like, tearing apart, like, the whole canopy we had.
Oh, really?
It
now, why would you be doing this?
We wanted to know if we were on camera.
A little privacy? Was it anything more than kissing?
Yes.
There was something a little more than kissing.
Yeah. I won't say.
Nice. Oh,
look at you.
Because you go from kissing, the next thing is, you know, maybe some hand action.
I don't know.
And
you can't,
things like that.
You can't say, but did would you have heard this?
Oh, Norton, you are despicable. The woman's a doctor.
We drank some champagne. I don't know.
Did you? Yeah, see, champagne. Very good.
You know what you mean?
Very good.
The white foamy stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many caves were being explored?
Oh, God.
You are despicable.
There were stalactites, too. Big
well, you're a beautiful lady. You also were in Playboy?
In 1995, in the Women of the Ivy League issue.
I love those issues, college girl issues.
I was in med school, so they didn't
Where is that?
So you're a real Ivy League girl? Because I always thought that was fake.
Yeah, I was in med school at Penn at the time. And I went to Penn State for college, so I've been to like both.
Anybody, instantly give us that picture on the internet.
Yeah, it's on my old website.
People are so resourceful. Oh, it's not up on your website
it's
now?
It's not on the new one. The new one's like the, sort of the professional one. Oh, it's on the old one.
We need is that address still there?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
yeah,
write it down.
It's too complicated. I'll
just, yeah, write it down. Don't give it out because our listeners have to wait. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Wow, wait.
Write this down.
Isn't this... This is great. She's like in everything. She's a professional woman. She was on Temptation Island. She did a little more than just kissing.
She was definitely the hottest girl on Temptation Island, and Kaya was stupid to go back to that whining bitch and blow you off.
Kaya.
You know, he wanted to... They all wanted to stay with their girlfriends. They didn't want to look bad because they wanted to go in and entertain.
Right.
And they would have looked totally scuzzy to be like, oh...
Are all the couples still together? Do you know offhand?
Well, Kai and Valerie are together. I don't think White Tossie and Tahid were ever really
They were the black couple. They were hilarious.
All I know, yeah, they were a mess. And they weren't even included in the reunion. And then Billy, Mandy apparently aren't. And Shannon and Andy got married. But they wanted to do that from day one of the show.
Right.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you trying to be an actress or are you going to do the doctor thing for a while?
I would like to be doing more medicine and media. Combine those two.
Medicine and media.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well, you're doing that today.
Funky Dr. Drew thing, you know.
You're doing it today with the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, this is good.
You're gonna see some horrific sights today.
Oh, I can't wait.
We may show you something that you have never seen before.
No.
Yes. Oh yeah. It's something called Twato.
What?
Twato. Twato.
Did you make that one up?
No. Well, it's.
I think that one's made up.
We think it's a genital wart, but we're not sure.
Well, that's not called twato.
Huh? We thought it
might be on it.
Well, we just call it that because of quato.
We named it.
You see Total Recall? You ever see Total Recall?
Ooh.
Total Recall, I'd get your ass to Mars.
I might have fallen asleep during
The guy had a conjoined twin named Quato. That knew all, told all.
Like a parasitic twin sticking out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we call it a
like
twato.
Like a little head or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Parasitic twin, that's it. Conjoined twin is the full
That's when you got a full sort
deal.
Of body.
I love doctors.
I would love her to be my doctor.
I can't find that website, by the way. I don't think it's active anymore.
Oh, well, sometimes it gets too much business and they shut it down because it's on a free server.
Well, you know what? Yeah. One of our listeners has to send the picture, please.
Yeah. Somebody probably has it.
From the 95 issue.
Yeah. Oh, you know where else it is?
Huh.
I'll write it down. My friend has a website.
Oh, you write that down now. There we go. Get that website, Rick.
Penn State tried to sue him for it, but they didn't.
Did you find the picture in?
We're still working on it. I see a lot of party pictures. I see you with a chubby guy with a huge beer in his hand.
Yeah, that's Mick. He's a really nice guy.
I see you, with a little top on at some big outdoor shindig.
Oh, that's Preakness. That was a couple of years ago.
Wow. Wow. You know something? The top you are wearing right now is very deceiving.
It is?
Yeah, let me see.
This?
Sorta.
They're squished in.
You could see. You could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell, but when you look at something like that.
I don't want them naked or anything.
This? Wait. Oh, believe me, we wouldn't argue.
Yeah, turn it around, Anthony, please.
Look at that one.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, that's a horrible picture. You got to check out the old website when it's not being blocked by Yahoo.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, wait.
Look at that picture of you.
What's that?
Turn it around, Ant. That one.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the. Wow. Oh my God.
That's from Playboy.
That's from Playboy.
Yeah,
were there others?
Yeah, Playboy had posted them up on their website. After I was on the show, they put up like 11 more from the
They did.
Shot. Yeah. Of course, I made no money off of it, but, you know, you had to pay to see them. So.
That's a great shot there.
Yes.
Looking good. Kurt, what's going on?
No, I was just looking at the picture. It ain't nothing. She ain't naked.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the Playboy. It's October. October 95.
The one where she's on her belly?
Yeah.
Well, you get to see the nice butt.
Yeah, right. But no nip.
Yeah, right. It's not nude, which is really funny.
Technically, that's not nude.
Semi-nude is you can see full nudity is pubic hair. So
it's barely spankable.
Right. I am not nude.
Barely spankable. You could imagine a batch all over that butt.
The cheeks are amazing.
I was in med school at the time. You know?
You're easily pleased.
So you could bring that Playboy issue home to mom and dad and be proud.
Hey, Kurt.
My father gave it to me.
Kurt, you faggot.
Hey.
Use your imagination, man. Look at her ass.
The whole page is covered with nude chicks, and she's not nude.
That's a great ass.
She's a doctor, though. To see a doctor's hiney like that, that's so nice.
Oh, please.
It's a nice hiney.
You sound like a 4-year-old.
Kurt, there's nothing wrong with leaving some for the imagination.
Yeah.
Hey, go get a copy of Swank and look at roast beef falling out of places. You nut.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen the issue. I pretty much what you guys just been talking about. She's definitely really hot. But thing is, I think she has a second issue also. I think she did it twice. Is that true, Allison?
No.
Did you ever show the breast there? Like, because we're now seeing some other shots of you where you're more naked and kind of covering up the top
those
area.
Those were the other Playboy ones from the same
show. No, she was, like, naked in Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you get to see it, though.
They didn't show it. We went semi-skinny dipping one night. But every time I got out of the water, I had him covered. Wow. So.
Very nice. All right, Jim. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys. Lee.
All right.
Oh, what website's that?
There's more pictures of you.
I don't know. I'm putting in passwords now. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I found them on, like, Russian porn sites.
Here it is. Let me
But she said there's no naked pictures of her. Completely naked.
No, there's not naked.
Just about.
But wow, that's pretty good. There's a shot of you. Your leg is up.
Those were the
You're bending over. Your arm is just covering nip. All right. A lot of the doctors are hitting on you.
No. Not where I'm working now. Or maybe
at the gay hospital? Where are you working?
Well, I work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., so it's really late at night.
Yeah.
And
just imagine what you can accomplish during those hours.
Those are the time you can push her into the pharmaceutical closet. Not much security around.
I'd constantly be showing up for checkups. Sorry, I got that on your shoes.
Yeah, but you'd have to be sick enough to get admitted to the hospital.
Oh, he's the sickest you're ever going to see.
I mean,
just look at him.
Did you check my prostate with your fist?
Are we going to spend this much time with all the doctors?
Hell no.
Of course not.
She took up all the other time with the other doctors.
Yes.
Oh, they're
going
to be mad at me.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, she's going to help us today with what the hell is that?
Now, are you ready for this? Because
I think so. And you, some of the people out there.
Yeah. You're probably pretty familiar with people that are coming in and going, hey, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, family practice.
Well, so right, you'll be able to give like a little, you know, little recommendation, guess, something
now,
like
of
that.
Of course, not an actual diagnosis.
No, it's not a diagnosis or anything.
Right,
it's just probably you could tell people, hey, go to a doctor and have this checked out. I believe it's this.
Yes.
And something like that. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Well,
sure.
We're going to talk to the rest of the doctors. And then I think we should start the festivities.
Yes.
Right.
We have a few people standing by, and we'll have them come in, and they'll strip and do whatever they have to do, and the doctors will... We'll take a look in the
uncovering there.
I've never seen a naked person.
Yeah. Okay, doctor.
All right. We'll be back in just a bit.
I got the cheddar. I can pay the rent.
4-3-2.
All right.
Being a black guy.
Ooh, fun.
Call me daddy.
I'm your cheddar man.
All right.
Okay.
Hope you like crap.
N-E-W.
WNEW.
Running on a way out. You will raise life. A thousand deaths. Running on a way out.
met the lovely Dr. Allison. Also helping us today, Anthony, is Dr. Mike, a guy that just wants to be called Doc, and right. Dr. Rich.
The doctors. Look at that. It's like a soap opera. The doctors.
Hey, why didn't the guys dress up in their leather outfits like Dr. Allison there?
What do you think of Dr. Allison, guys? You see many like her around?
Oh, yeah, the hospital. Yeah,
wait, you got to talk into a mic, sir.
The hospital's loaded with women like that.
Right, yeah, sure.
As he rolls his eyes.
It's the worst thing.
She's like the TV type doctor, the ones that you never see in real life, you know? When they got to take your temperature the old-fashioned way, it's usually some heifer.
Now, Dr. Allison, the hot one, she's a family doctor. What are you guys?
Internal medicine.
Internal medicine.
Oh, okay.
Physical medicine and rehab. We do neuromuscular, musculoskeletal.
All right.
Emergency medicine?
Emergency medicine. There you go.
We got some emergency cases right here.
Anyone else? Did we miss anyone?
That's it.
Okay.
Doc doesn't want to be on the mic.
I hear you.
All right. Should we start the festivities?
Sure.
Yeah, let's bring in our first case.
It's Danielle Clark.
Rick's the bitch that's usually at reception.
Danielle has huge,
you wait so long.
Huge breasts.
Wow. They never call your name.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Now, where are you from?
Ariel, Sicklerville, New Jersey.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was there last week, I think.
Yes.
It's over by Philly.
We have to mention the obvious. You got huge, huge breasts.
Yes,
huge.
They are.
How big are they?
Well, last time they were checked, they were double G's.
Double G's.
Yeah. Like, good God.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you called us to tell us that you might have an extra
nip.
Yes.
Well, there you go. This is doctors, do you see a lot of this? Is this a common thing?
It's very common. Common.
It's very common.
People think it's a mole.
Makes me feel better.
Why? A lot of people think it's a mole, and it turns out to be a second or third nip.
Why are the doctors smiling? You guys are loving this, aren't you?
I don't think we need to touch it, you know.
Now, doctors, I've heard about this before, and usually don't they follow a line up and down?
Exactly.
Actually, down from... Oh, really? What is that called, doctor?
Called the milk line.
The milk line, yes.
Groin.
Right. But it's never... Like, you wouldn't see one in the middle of a chest.
No, never.
No cyclops nip
That's
or nothing.
That's only in, like, the globe or the star. I don't know.
Or a Total Recall again, if I may bring up that fine movie again. Okay, so where is yours?
Right under here.
It's right under the left one.
Yeah.
Well, that means you're going to have to take off the sweater and the shirt.
I can just lift right here.
With the size of those, that could be anything from a third nipple to a pinto. That's nice. She's taking her shirt off. Very professional here. Let's keep this professional, guys. No ooing and eyeing.
Of course
when
not.
She lifts her top off.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Because this is, of course, we're just
Are we
trying
doing
to.
This now?
Yeah, don't get shy.
We're trying to. This is all professional. Oh my God!
I think we need the light.
Yeah, get the light on there. Doctors, all take a look.
They're all looking at.
How long have you had this?
Since I pretty much got my boobs.
And this is an areola here. Also, I see around there. Can you actually bring out the real one, the one that's above that, so we can compare the two?
I'm not taking out my whole boob.
Oh, jeez, I tried, Opie.
Prove.
What do you think that is?
Well, see, we don't say we're diagnosing.
No, it's...
You know, it looks like that's what it is.
Yeah, you're going to give an opinion. Hot Dr. Allison, what do you think?
I think that is a supernumerary nipple.
Supernumerary.
Yeah. That's what it's
called. Is that what it looks like?
Well, we know her boobs are
like
super.
That. Yeah.
Now, are these functional, doctor?
Sometimes people have a lot of tissue and they can get...
they can lactate?
They can, yes.
How about that?
And what are the other doctors saying?
Doctors, do you concur?
100% correct.
Yeah.
Concur.
Absolutely.
Look how professional this is. It's moving along. I love this.
Wipe the smiles off your faces.
I too concur. I don't.
Norton, what do you think?
What do I know?
I think that the doctors are correct.
What do you think of her boobies there?
We didn't get to see much.
We couldn't see them.
Yeah.
We saw the one little carnal aspect.
I would have liked to have compared the one.
Yeah, docs, what are you doing to us here? Don't you need to compare or something?
You may have to do the full breast exam to really
see.
There's no extra tissue.
Is there any future problems that can develop from something like this, doctor? That maybe she should be aware of?
You just want to get it checked like any breast tissue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hot when you say it.
I'd like to see Dr. Allison check the breast tissue.
Nice.
Yeah.
And is there anything she could do for that?
No.
Nothing?
You can get it removed.
You can?
Get it surgically removed.
Would you like to actually?
The scar ends up being bigger than
really? Yeah.
It looks like a mole to anybody that
right.
sees it.
So you don't have a problem with it? You wouldn't want to get it? She's had it.
She can't.
She's had it forever, she says.
Stink, you got to get headphones on.
Walking around lifting them up, you know.
Right.
So.
And it's underneath, so it's not very obvious. Not many people get to see
uh-huh.
it. Right?
All right.
Well, our first case. And is this a common thing, Doc?
Very common. Everyone actually is born with them, but they involute before you're born out of the uterus.
Involute. God, I love
Doctor
Talk.
Did we just have the word involute on our radio show?
I love Doctor Talk.
Nice.
Someone's going to use that in what did we learn today? They involute.
Look out, upper demos.
Yeah. Here they go.
Involute.
So we should use like words like they kind of
disappear. No. Trust me.
No, that's okay.
We need to
we
sound
like
more intelligent.
So
use words like involute.
Really? You're kind of born with those and then they...
Every human being has them all. And
why do we have those when we're born?
Why do men have them, for crying out loud? I have no idea.
Because they feel lovely when receiving treats.
That's true.
God's not sure it's going to be a dog yet?
We're like animals.
It's the same exact thing. It's what the dogs have.
Yeah, it's like the dogs have them all running down there.
Too, yeah. So, you know.
Right. Some of us still do. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's ask Danielle. You happy with the opinions of the doctors?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. At least I know for sure now what it is.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Our first case. Look at this. We're helping. I love it. Wait, that's nothing. We got some real freak shows.
We're just warming up with that one. What, Rick?
Is it cancerous?
No. Shouldn't be at all.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Sorry.
Kind of alarming word you want to throw in.
Why would you take the hotness out of this?
Can she get AIDS from having that? Is there something?
All right. Should we get the next guy in before we take a break?
All right. Let's at least get him in and see.
His name's Mike.
Thank you, Danielle. Our first case. And what the hell is that? It's been taken care of.
Are we getting pictures?
The doctors will see you now. Look how Rick being the receptionist.
We're getting pictures of all these guys?
Yeah.
All right. Mike, where are you from, Mike?
Jersey.
All right, right on.
Another one from Jersey. There seems to be something happening.
My girlfriend that just walked out here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And now you have something?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm afraid. I get fearful.
Well, I see what he has on the chart here, Anthony.
Oh, you're looking at his chart?
He's got a let's just say he's got a growth.
Is it
he
in his pants?
Has a growth. Is it in the
it's
lower?
It's below the belly button, yes.
Oh, my God. And above the?
The knees.
Oh, no. let me read his chart, Opie.
Give me
his chart. Let me look.
There's Mike and his chart.
Oh, my God. This is not done in medical terminology.
I know.
you can't write it like that.
Well,
on his chart.
Well, why don't you write it down for the doctor so they can maybe clean it up a little bit? What's the medical term for?
Yeah. See if you could
that.
For what?
See if you could word that in a way that we can say on the air.
On the air.
A scrotal growth.
All right, a scrotal growth.
Scrotal growth.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Jesus Christ. I see the gloves are out and on.
Look at Mike. Mike is rubbing his hands together because he sees the hot Dr. Allison putting gloves on.
No.
He is psyched. Mike, you're psyched, right?
Dr. Allison, you have to be called away from this for a minute. No, okay. I guess
she was on Temptation Island, you know.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike.
Go watch some of those episodes.
I guess show the doctors your problem. Oh, no, I can't look. Oh, my God, I can't look.
He's very excited, though, because...
Well, don't put it that way.
I didn't mean it like that.
All right.
Okay.
Doctor?
He's...
Hold on, please.
Yeah, it could be
a skin tag.
Yeah.
Hopefully not a wart, you know.
All right, wait.
All right. He just whipped out his yam bag, if I may use medical terminology.
And now we got to kind of describe it so it gets on the radio. It's
He's got a growth of skin.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a dangling from
it looks as big as
area.
Like a raisinette, right?
Like the size of a raisinette, and it did get some...
It's not as big as a raisinette.
No?
It's pretty close.
It got some gasps from people.
Yeah.
From some of the people. I think that was just the fact that he was showing us that area. And now that you've had a chance to let it sink in, any opinions of what this could be and what he should
skin
do.
Skin tag.
Which is just a growth type thing that pops up.
Skin tag? What the hell is that?
Just an extra piece of skin that grows off of somewhere.
And can that be removed without a difficulty? problem? You just snip them off and...
I went to a doctor when I was like 6 or 7, I remember, and he was going to remove it, and I told him, hell no, was going anywhere near there with a knife.
What will you...
You'd let Allison go next to that,
yes.
Though. Yeah.
Now, have you had
a... little Novocaine, and that comes right
A little Novocaine? Would it...
Some
would
people
it,
just... Well,
some people just snip it.
Just cut them with the scissors.
You can just pull it out. No kidding.
Some people need to do them at home. We used to.
All right, hold on. What do we got?
Cut it from their own neck.
What do we got to give Mike, man? We got scissors.
Oh my God.
We got scissors.
The stalk of it is almost dead.
I think you should use Patty's toenails from yesterday to cut it.
Did you guys bring any tools today?
No, they're not going to be performing procedures.
You can't do anything.
But they said they could cut it with a scissor.
No, he could cut it with a scissor at home.
We would recommend, though,
if you do cut it,
you see your doctor. To have
yes.
it properly
yes.
removed.
But save it and bring it in for what we are going to have. Let's just tell the people. We are thinking of having something we like to call Cannibal Day.
Cannibal
here
Day.
Here on the Opie and Anthony
Show. Coming to the Opie and Anthony
Show.
Let's just put it this way. Starker Patty's toenails are
on the menu.
On the menu, on the shelf, just waiting for Cannibal Day.
And we would love to have your scrotal skin tag.
Bring it in.
On there. That's a big prize item, though. If someone eats that, they better get a trip.
You get it removed. You bring it in. You can hang out with us all day. We'll give you a prize and be part of the fun.
Now, any trouble explaining this thing to girls? If girls asked you what this is or anything?
Have you
been with girls?
I told them that I've had it my whole life, and they just kind of...
They probably wore it to war.
They're fine with it?
Nah. Nobody really was worried. They're just...
They're fine. They have no problem with it.
They just right on by.
You give them the 20 bucks, and they're off again. No, I'm teasing, of course. All right. Well, that seems good. Is it clear your mind a little that it's nothing to worry about? And
now I know exactly what it is. Some kind
of
tag.
Well, go to the doctor, have it checked out, and have it removed. Bring it in in a sealed biohazard bag.
And Mike has a skin tag, Anthony. There you go.
All right, our second diagnosis.
And Danielle had an extra nip.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to take a quick break, Anthony.
Jesus, that is disgusting.
Waiting to come
Cut
in
it
is
off with a scissor.
Is Heath.
Heath.
He's the guy that has only half of his face that'll sweat.
Oh, this is interesting. You've heard about this, doctors?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get
you guys
the,
have heard of?
Yes.
They've heard of everything.
All right, and John, fake name, has something that leaks. Let's just put it down.
Oh God, no!
That's all I'm gonna say.
No.
So we'll continue. What the hell is that? When is Sandy Kane arriving? That's the grand finale.
She should be here very soon.
Yes, I think with the gloves. Not enough. We have some of those outbreak biohazard suits, hazmat suits that you might want to put on. Oh, God. Are there things that you guys see in the office where you just go, oh, my God, I don't even want to get near this?
Every day.
Odors.
Yeah.
Odors are worse than
the trained inner city.
Odors, really?
What kind of odors?
Odors.
Like some people say they have a problem with their foot or their crotch.
Like
and
rotting things.
Rotting things.
What's rotting?
Parts of their body, you know, ulcers.
Where are
you?
Feet,
yeah,
and
toes.
Ulcers, and the smell is just overwhelming.
Maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happening. You put a surgical mask on and act like it's normal, but you throw clone on the inside of it.
Oh, do you? God damn.
Also, yeast infection in 400-pound women in inner-city hospitals.
No.
Stop it. Stop it. You're getting Norton all hot.
BV is the worst.
VD.
BV.
Oh, BV.
Bacterial vaginosis.
That's that fishy odor.
Responsible.
You're not supposed to have
Oh, my God.
It's not normal.
Too fresh.
All right. So that's some kind of bacteria that's just dying and building up an odor.
Hey, man, I overgrowth the bacteria.
Hey, man, my first girlfriend had it.
Is it usually on fatter women? It is, right? Normally?
I don't know. You ran a lot of fat women?
Yeah, Norton is.
My
first girlfriend had it. We tell the story a lot on the air.
Yeah, yeah. Opie had a little fun with the girl.
She was a short little thing, too.
Had fun with a girl, you know, was using his hands, let's just say, and he had to drive the whole way back home with his hand out the window.
From Geneseo. True story.
It's not called a Geneseo. It's a similar word. Oh, the place. Yeah. Sorry. You were talking about the region.
Yeah, I did could get rid of... Okay, yeah.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll get back to what the hell is this with somebody that has something that leaks.
Yeah, that and Heath that has half his face that sweats.
Right, okay.
Up
great.
Next on the O&A Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You know, the commercials were playing, and then Frank and I were talking about Ted Knight. And he's like, why is the Ted Knight, funny? Because the dueling Ted Knights thing that you and Frank did?
People love that so much.
I don't like, there's something about Ted Knight, even when he was trying not to be funny, whatever he said was funny.
I'll find myself a new greenskeeper. Is that clear?
Anthrax is terrible. It really is. Don't let the spores get on you. Don't breathe them in. The problem I have is halfway through a breath in this laugh, I breathe them in. My eyes, they're bleeding. Felt like I went too far. I want them cleaned and buffed with a fine chamois. Chop, chop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why, you son of a bitch?
Spaulding, I want you at the golf course in 5 minutes. Chop, chop. You're playing golf today. Jackie, Sarah, Monroe,
but Mr. Rash,
Monroe, shut up. Mary, Merlou. We've just gone through every generation of me. Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
That's right, he was that
Superman
voice.
Prepares with Superdog and Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Who's played by Brian Regan. Oh, no, something went off in a volcano. There's a volcano going off. All I can do is swim fast. I'm a swimmer. I got green gloves. But there's nothing I can do with magma and lava.
Aquaman covers 75% of the earth he can patrol, yet all the crime takes place on the 25% of land.
Oh, if there was a giant fish attacking you, I would be able to save you. Unfortunately, this project takes place on land.
Calling the animals of the sea. They could do nothing. Like he could whip up everyone, the sharks and the sailfish.
Using his telepathic powers, Aquaman summons a can of fish. A
lot of good this will do for the villain in Wisconsin.
Charlie Tuna unable to help him on this one.
Damn it, Aquaman sucks.
Meanwhile, somewhere on a road, a man listening to the Opie and Anthony show goes off to the side. Meanwhile, somewhere in Opie's brain, nothing's happening.
What would Brian Regan sound like if he was over there in Afghanistan kind of trying to find...
Oh, goodness. Gotta look. Oh, my God. I don't even... trying to think of something. Couldn't think of anything that was PC enough. Yeah. Trying to think of something politically correct to say about Afghanistan. Hey, maybe that's not going to work either.
No?
Trying to think of something. Somebody bail me out of here.
Where's the superheroes music?
Meanwhile, somewhere in another part of the program, Frank's still doing John Madden. And then this is funnier. And then there were little people, and they're putting one foot in front of the other, and the Burgermeister Burger, and the joke Frank was doing that wasn't working. Got no idea what I was talking about. Okay, so they're over there. Play the thing again. Get me out of there. Meanwhile, back in an Adam Sandler bit. A song for me, a song for you. Let's have a song. I like Babu. Meanwhile, another voice in Frank's head. I don't know what's going on here. I don't understand why everybody's got to be looking at me like this. This doesn't make sense at all. I don't see. I thought you were going to. In another part of Frank's brain. That's all. Meanwhile, somewhere in another bit,
we're trying to find a new Seinfeld bit. We don't have one.
Oh, we can find one, all right. We're going to have one. We're going to have it.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
And meanwhile, Frank's trying to catch up with what he was doing. Here's a guy who can't remember what bit he was going to do at that point. And then you go, and then meanwhile, I'm not even waiting for you this time.
I'm back in a song I was singing before, and I'm enjoying myself 150%. Even though you can only go about 100, it's gonna be okay.
Meanwhile, back with Opie and Anthony.
Frank Caliendo.
Bravo. See, it wasn't that easy.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on the Opie and Anthony Show.
O.P. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah. 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 Ye
send that out to Twato. We're back to the Opie and Anthony show. They're having a lot of fun with What the Hell Is That?
Yeah. Unbelievable. We've had a couple of cases so far come in. We've had the girl with the third nip. And it did indeed turn out to be a third nip.
Third nip with surrounding areoli.
Everyone's just laughing.
These doctors, they're just loads of fun. They're passing out their medical books with all sorts of horrific photos.
Yeah, and Norton's looking through one of them, ready to spank. You sick bastard.
And then we had Mike with the growth.
Right, Mike had a growth
on his yam bag. It's called a skin tag, Anthony.
A skin tag on his yam bag.
Right.
And, oh, now it's mine. And he was told if it goes to a dermatologist or something, they could take that right off.
Well, they said that this guy could go home with scissors and just cut it off.
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't say that.
No.
What they said was some people have done that in the past, and it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Recommended. What he should
sorry.
Do is go to a dermatologist or something, and I guess they could take that right off for him.
All right, and there's a dermatologist on the line that'll do it for free. And he's advising that the guy does not do it because it'll gush blood. Let's just talk to Vinny real fast. Vinny, what's up?
I'm going to
How you doing, guys?
Up.
What's going on?
All right.
Hey, listen, skin tags bleed a lot, especially if they're on the scrotum. If this guy takes a scissor to it, he's not going to be able to stop the bleeding for a couple of hours. Tell him, do not do it at home. If he wants, I can give him my information. Come on in. I'll take it off for him.
Now, you got to do it and then have sex right away, so it just looks like a crime scene.
We'll even put it in a bottle. Great. We'll bring it in. You could show it on your next, what the hell is that?
Yeah, if you take it off.
What was that?
Yeah, if you take it off, you got to bring it back in here so we can do something with it on a future show.
Yeah, definitely. I have no problem with that.
All right, hold on. Someone will get your info. All right, Vinny?
You got it. Thanks. Take right. care.
Thank you. Let me just go to Ron. Ron?
Yeah?
You're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, O&A.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'll come in and I'll bite that thing off him. You don't have to cut it off.
Oh, God, you sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people calling and they're saying they'll delete the skin tag.
Yeah, that.
Well, that's.
Wow, we grossed out the doctors. All right.
That's cannibal day.
Hey.
That's cannibal day.
And real fast, before we bring in our next patients, we have to talk to Nikki. Nikki, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
Good, good. Listen, I had a question before about that bacterial vaginitis.
Yeah. Vaginosis.
Vaginitis. My fiance's got that, I think.
Oh, God. You think? You would know, man.
Oh, I know, but, I mean, I this is my fiance, the woman I'm going to marry, but it's interrupting during sex.
Oh, wait, so she doesn't know it, or you haven't told her, hey, there's a problem down there?
Well, she knows, but I don't think that she thinks it makes that much of an impact on me.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, it's like when, at first, it's fine. But once you start stirring the juices, that's when there's a problem.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
At first it's fine, but then you start stirring
juices.
No,
I'm not even going to look. I'm not looking. I'm disgusted.
This one isn't gross. It's funny, actually.
No.
Oh, God, you bastard.
Let me say.
Oh, my God.
What a son of a bitch. Don't fool me.
But listen, you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this girl is beautiful. She's absolutely stunning. You know,
All right, hold on, doctor. What should
what
he do?
What an idiot. You think just the ugly girl smell?
It might not be.
Exactly, you know? You don't think that.
It's kind of hard to go to your girl and say, hey, you know, your stench is killing me. You know, what should this guy do?
I can't help him with the social implications
right.
of that, but it's incredibly easy to treat.
Yeah.
A couple antibiotics and she's fresh as the breeze.
Yeah, but hot Dr. Allison said something. It could be what?
It could be a few things. A couple different things down there stink.
Yeah.
It could be trichomonas.
Trichomonas.
Like bacterial vaginosis, which is a whole bunch of bacteria.
Okay, can I say something that's a little bit kind of gross?
Uh-oh. Well, keep it radio friendly, so use
Absolutely.
Only code words.
Code words.
Don't say it again. Nikki, shut up. Let me walk you through this. Just say when we're doing the deed.
All right. When we're doing the deed.
Right.
All right. And say, and you know, we're done and I'm.
Damn. Dude, listen to me.
Hold on.
You could just say, when I'm done. You don't have to say anything else. We know what you're talking about. You're being a little too specific. So okay. Let's just say you're doing the deed.
Deed done.
Now you're done.
The deed is not done yet. It's kind of like I'm going to switch.
All right, you're going to switch. So he stops what he's doing. Now they are separate entities for a moment.
Perfect.
He wants to go to his backhand.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Now there's kind of like a white.
All right. Okay.
Hold it.
You could just say now there's kind of like white stuff. That's all. You don't have to describe. Like, don't describe where it is, what it's doing, how it's talking, or anything.
Deed done white.
Right. Okay.
Not that white, though.
Okay.
Because he's not actually done.
Right. Exactly. Very good. Okay. So, doctors, is this common to have some kind of a residue like that?
There, well, I don't know how specific I can get. There is such a thing as a normal discharge that can be white to clear, and if it's not smelly or itchy, it's probably okay. But if it's smelly, that's a problem.
All right.
Is that good?
Is there an odor to any of this byproduct, Nikki?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That should be checked out.
Should be checked out, sir.
So what do I do? What do I say?
What do you say? Wow, that is a tough one.
In the words of Jim Norton, you stink. Yeah.
Just tell her that it smells like the toe webbing of a Haitian marathon runner.
That's so good. Hey, I guess I just got to handle it on my own, huh?
Pretty much.
Hey, listen, you guys rock. Take care.
Hey, Nikki, I'll tell you. You give us the phone number, we'll tell her right now on the air.
Nah, you're crazy.
Oh, how about that? No, we'll break it to her.
We'll be gentlemen.
Nah. We'll break
the doctor.
We'll let the doctors do it.
Yeah.
Nah, because this woman is my wife, you know? I can't just say
no, she's
like
your
that.
Fiance, and she's going to be your wife, and you're going to have to live with this the rest of your goddamn life if you don't fix it now.
Jeez, man. Nah, I got to handle it on my own, though.
Why don't you call your wife and tell her that Opie and Anthony need to talk to you and see if she goes for it.
I'll try that.
All right, cool.
All right, do that.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Wouldn't it be great to just get on the phone and go, hey, your aunt stinks? don't you know it?
You're horrifying the hot doctor over there. The guys enjoy it.
She probably knows it, too, though.
Really?
Just
yeah.
Ignore it, yeah.
That's something that girls should not ignore.
And then they finally come in like, yeah, it sort of stinks. I mean, they know, I think.
Oh, boy.
I think
really?
They know.
Yeah.
Can we change the subject?
Let's change the subject. Mike, what's up?
Anyway. Sounds like that guy's dealing with a real haunted house with hair on it.
Haunted house.
Oh, we don't know what that means, so I hope they didn't dump out.
Use your imagination.
Of course.
John from Boston has something. Have you ever heard of this? He has a growth. It's on his unit, but it only comes out when he's urinating. It's like inside, I guess, the urethra.
Oh, what the hell is prolapse? That?
And
of
then
course.
He goes and it flops out.
It's red, probably.
And then it comes back in when he's done. You've heard of that?
Prolapse.
Is it a women flag that says pow on it?
Oh, God damn, this is sick.
It's a flag that goes pow. Any private area stuff really is disturbing. It really is disturbing. All right, who's our next case?
Yeah, okay. We got to move on. Flag that goes pow, though. That'll make giggle all weekend.
Bang.
Okay. Does Heath have to eat?
Yeah, the wings just got here, so he's got to eat a few first.
All right. Why don't we bring him in, and he can eat in the corner, and he can tell us when he's ready.
Have him do that.
When he eats hot food, he sweats on only half his face.
And then when he works out, he sweats on the other side. And each time, the opposing side stays dry.
What's up, Heath? There's your wings from Hooters.
Oh, I see the doctor's pulling out a flashlight. Are you going to check his pupils?
Yes.
See? Look at that. What would that mean? If he's sweating on one side of his face and his pupils don't dilate.
How long before you start sweating, Heath?
Very shortly.
Oh, okay. And then we could go with Heath.
All right.
Smell the hot.
Those are some hot wings.
Are they hot? Are they hot wings or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It might take a minute.
This is probably just some crafty guy who wanted lunch. and he's, hey, I need wings. Yeah, that's it, wings.
Which side do you sweat on? The right side when I eat, left side if I do something.
Oh, all right. So the doctors are already asking questions. Good. And you've heard about this, and you've diagnosed people that have this problem.
There's a syndrome called Horner's syndrome that you sweat only on one half of your
Horner's
face.
Horner's syndrome.
And something happens to that one eye. It's called meiosis and anhidrosis. So.
It's a disease of the nervous system, basically, where part of the nervous system on one side of the face is blocked. And it can cause damage to the nerves. You can actually be born with it, or can it be acquired over time?
Yeah?
Yes.
And is it serious?
Sometimes
not
it's
really
a tumor.
Well, it can be due to a tumor, but not always. I mean, you can be born with it, or you can acquire it.
How long have you had this?
Actually, I got into a motorcycle accident when I was younger.
That actually explains a lot.
Explains a lot of it.
Yeah.
It just started to happen.
After the motorcycle accident.
Did you fracture your spine, your cervical spine at all?
No. No.
No
damage. If you damage your spine, like you said, you had a whiplash injury, any kind of damage.
I broke a lot of bones and had metal plates put in and stuff.
But nothing in the neck?
Nothing in the neck.
Huh.
That's where it would be common.
Yeah, you might have had a little whiplash.
But there's also a lot of people that have this. It's actually called hyperhidrosis. That's excess sweating.
Yeah.
And it can be, there's a surgical procedure that can be done on it, but most people, it would be better to live with it, right?
Damn you, goddamn Norton. He just spins the book around, and I looked at it.
Oh, my God.
Another cute picture. You son of a bitch. I don't want to see these open wounds on man junk.
This book is like Playboy to these doctors.
Oh, no, it's like Playboy to Norton.
It doesn't turn us on.
He's looking through it like, oh, yeah. All right, look at that open sore on that mule.
Wait, Heath is sweating, I think. Heath,
is he?
You feel like you're sweating?
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Wait,
it's glazed on one
side.
Wait,
get under a light.
Yeah, get the light on.
Dude, that is amazing. Look.
That is effed up.
He's glazed on one side and John on the other.
Cyborg. That is effed up.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Dr. Allison's getting a good look. What's going on with the pupils, doctor?
They're checking his eyes.
Well, a lot of times when the nerves are damaged, it would also affect the pupils.
Right.
You can actually see the pupils. One might dilate, the other one might constrict, and that would also confirm this type of syndrome.
Something tells me that would be a little more serious than just the sweating. Am I right, doctor?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. Whoa. I shut my eyes, Norton. I'm not looking.
Have you guys seen this before, Doc?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Is there anything he could or should do for this, or...
It depends on what it's from. Like,
The sweat is just dripping down the whole right of his face, and the left side is completely dry.
Oh, my God. It's like Whitney Houston on that side. Sweating like a pig.
Beads of sweat just pouring down the side of his face.
You should legitimately go see a doctor because there is a tumor in the neck that can cause this, and you want to make sure that that's not what it is.
Exactly. A lot of times, something can compress these nerves, causing this type of irritation on the nerves, so we really should go to a doctor just to get it checked out.
When was the last time you saw a doctor about anything about this or any other reaction to the motorcycle accident?
It's been a while.
It's been a while?
Yeah. Definitely. In general, you never want to have anything that a doctor goes, oh, cool, about.
It is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that's something. He's just half and half.
An explanation for when if I do something physical, the other side sweats?
That's odd.
No, that's bizarre.
This side will be.
You never want to hear a doctor say that's bizarre either.
This side will sweat just the same way.
But it's basically like a misfiring in the nervous system.
Right.
And if there's like a tumor has been ruled out or any kind of real irritation, it's usually a benign condition that, unless it's really bothering him,
he can
live with it. Because, like I said, they do have a surgical procedure, but most people are not doing it.
That's called the Jim Brewer diagnosis, which is walk it off, dick.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
All right,
sweating profusely on the right side of his face and dry on the left.
You ate like two wings.
Yeah.
Do you sweat on your whole body that way? Or is it just your face?
I don't think so. I think
like, do you get wet under both arms?
That palm's sweaty, though. Let me see.
Because I'm wiping my forehead.
It's mostly the face and the underarms.
Right.
It usually just affects the face.
All right.
It can also affect, like, feet. Certain people complain that, one foot is sweaty.
How about that?
Right guard, right?
Yeah, right guard and left guard. There you go.
All right.
Well, there you go. Go have it checked out, maybe. But doctor said cool, and that's bizarre, which is something awesome. You always want to hear from a doctor.
Heath, you rock.
Yeah, that was something.
We might have to invite you to the next road show.
We'll just have you get on stage with some cool lighting on your head and have you eat some wings. That would be cool.
I think we have to take a break before we get to John that has something that's leaking.
Oh, God.
We have Mel.
Wait, is this leaking?
Mel has a golf ball growth. That's all I'll say.
Oh, God.
And ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Kane has entered the building.
Yes, the grand finale. We will finally put an end to the mystery. What is Twato?
And we will do that before 6 o'clock, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, because the hot Dr. Allison has to get out of here by, I think, 5:30 or so. So we'll do it before 5:30. And then we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Opie and Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
Alien Ant Farm, movies. This is the Opie and Anthony show. We're hanging out with a bunch of doctors today, Anthony.
Goddamn Norton, man.
During breaks, he finds the most disgusting picture in the book, and I'm like reading over copy or instant feedbacks or whatnot, and he goes, "Hey, Ant," and I'll turn my head, and he's just holding it right up, so I got it. Look, bastard.
It's disgusting.
The medical book is chock full of. I'm not looking.
No,
that's the best picture in the book right there.
Yeah.
We should take a snapshot of that and put it on the website.
It's not nasty, it's just weird. Like, what? No, it's not
that's nasty and weird, dude.
I don't even know what it was supposed to be.
It's junk.
That used to be junk, Anthony. Tony from Jersey, I'd like to play skin tag with Dr. Allison.
Very funny.
The listener's digging Dr. Allison from Temptation Island. And you guys are okay, too.
We had a couple more people come down.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Rick to give me the list.
Yeah, that's great.
I guess we could invite John in, who has something leaking from his body. John.
Something leaking? I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, that's awful.
The gloves are being passed back around. Some more latex gloves being put on by the doctors.
These doctors are good because some of the people coming in, Anthony,
they're
like, I don't need a glove. I know what it is. But then when you say something like, you know, something leaking, they run for the gloves.
Oh, the gloves just come out.
Hey, John, what's up?
I'm not looking.
How you doing?
Where are you from, man?
Queens.
Cool.
Just to clarify, it doesn't leak on its own. Like, I have to squeeze it. Like, I thought it was a pimple, but then it turned out it wasn't.
Holy Jesus.
All right. And I have this other thing on my arm. Like, I call it the drug bump.
Only one thing each visit. That's how it works.
Yes.
You got to come back.
We bill per visit.
Another copay.
All right.
A copay.
What's the thing on your arm?
Oh, it's like a bump. I don't know. Like, when I drink a lot, like, the next day it puffs out. So I thought it was a tick. Like, I had Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So like, it sucked up blood and got bigger.
When you drink?
But I don't know. I never got to check that.
All right.
Maybe
real
when
smart.
You're dehydrated, it shows up more. That could be what the when drinking is. You're drinking alcohol. Too.
Well, could it? Yeah. There's nothing on your arm right now, though. Only
no, it's like
oh, there it is.
Right below the surface. You could feel it.
All right, they're feeling his arm, Anthony. The inside of like the elbow. A little red bump. Ah, they're already waving it off like it's nothing.
It's not well circumscribed.
It's not what?
It's well, not well circumscribed.
Oh, scribed.
Yeah.
Like, you can't feel the edges of it distinctly.
Right.
I don't think.
Is that good
or
bad?
It's not well demarcated.
Is that good or bad?
It's not demarcated.
I didn't think
so.
But
how big does it get?
I mean, it pops up a little bit like a mosquito bite.
Oh, really?
Maybe it just sticks out.
Let's sucks see to the be you.
I think it might be.
Oh, we're talking about the thing on his arm.
Yeah. Where's the leaky thing?
Yeah,
get to the leaky thing.
That's yeah. Well, the leaky thing is the chest, Anthony.
Yeah, it's only on one side. I don't know, to make it funny, like, you can draw a bullseye on a piece of paper. I don't know, like, the last time I touched it and drained it in the shower, but I probably could.
No, please, let's not shoot anything.
No, he's got to shoot.
No, not in this close proximity to people.
Hit the board over there.
No, people who work in here.
Anthony, it's for the show.
Look, if he's going to do something, I want plastic,
How about you Rick, hold up newspapers or something.
I can hold up a paper.
Put him over there in the corner, though, to do
exactly.
it.
All right, so John.
We'll see.
Well,
no, we can
care.
See. Look at all the lights.
All right.
Maybe you can cover us in plastic and Gallagher can hit it with a mallet.
Before you squeeze it.
Yeah. No squeezing yet.
So
don't squeeze anything yet.
All right, he's showing the area.
Is that there, or does it come out of
no,
right there?
This is the worst show.
Right there.
Oh. Those are sweat glands there, too. And
All right.
They get filled some to. Oh, my God. He's going to squirt something in a cup. Hold on. I'm not looking.
Wait, move out of the way, Doc. All right, he's.
Oh, God!
Okay.
Hold on.
That was disgusting.
I think it's
something
right here.
Wow. That
what
was disgusting.
Right here.
Okay. Okay. That was impressive.
Oh, hot dog. My God.
Anthony, describe that.
It's always the same one. Yeah. It's always the same one.
Do that. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
No.
Oh, that's all you have in there?
No, this is disgusting. He's got to reload.
He's reloading. Oh, now it just kind of womp, 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 womp.
It's a money shot out of his nip.
But, yeah.
Is what I'm seeing.
But milk does, yeah, but the milk comes from all over, not just in the milk.
Why are they saying milk?
He's a chick.
Oh, God, I am so freaking disgusted.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, doctors,
it's a milk duct.
Shouldn't do you take any medicines? Are you crazy? Do you take psych meds? Sometimes people on psych meds can get it and stuff. It's called galactorrhea.
But it's
galactorrhea. Yeah. I love that movie.
It was clear. It wasn't. Didn't look milk colored.
It's gross, but I have tasted it. It's salty.
Oh my God! What are you, crazy? What are you, insane?
And it tastes salty.
Yeah.
Why would you taste that?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I don't know. The first time I noticed it, I was like 14.
Does it have to refill? And then, like, you can't just do it again?
Yeah, it has to.
That's probably sweat, but you need
it.
It
takes
a
while to come back. It reloads,
sweat
glands.
Salty.
So
accessory sweat glands.
You know, my own sometimes. I'm just kidding.
Well, tell us more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a sweat. I think that's.
You think it's a sweat gland?
Yeah.
As opposed to milk coming out of...
Hold on, can I... My observation, though, they're saying it was clear. I didn't see clear. I saw it was milky.
Oh, God. I want that cleaned up with Lysol.
It's got like a yellowish tint to it. It's not white.
It's not bloody. It's not bloody either.
Stinky. How impressive was that?
So disgusting.
Jesus Christ,
hey, where did Ben go? Ben left.
Oh, my God. Ben is probably vomiting.
Didn't we make a bet that Ben would leave the show by 5?
Yes.
Well, all right. I have had it checked out once before, and they told me it's from smoking pot.
No.
No. That was the anti-pot people saying that. Smoke all the pot you want. Stinky will smoke some with you.
One more time.
No. Enough.
Did you guys get that on video, Steve?
Yes.
Steve got it on video. It will be up on foundrymusic.com.
That was cool.
The underground website you can get to through opiateanthony.com.
You know, people are enjoying the hell out of Stinky Cam, and Brandon from New Hampshire is checking in. He said he just saw Dr. Allison on the Stinky Cam, and now he has a growth he wants her to check out. So...
She's a trooper, though. She comes in with the hot leather top.
But she's very professional, too. She's looking at the problems these people have, and she's giving her opinion on what it could be, and that's pretty cool.
And there's a little inside joke in the studio about the couch. I had thought about it real quick before I sat down, and then the guy from the Navy came in and was like, I wouldn't be sitting there.
No,
that's like the lesbian couch. Yeah.
There's more diseases on that couch than on Sandy Kane.
I'm not too worried about getting any diseases from it.
You should see what has gone on that couch.
About when you go around in public, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
God,
you know what?
Damn,
we've seen some
so
crazy
sick.
Sights so far today, Anthony. John is the best so far.
Yeah, that's
that just went
can I give
flying
my friend
out.
A plug?
Of course.
All right, downpour.com. Everybody check it out. It's a good band.
Nice.
Local band from Queens.
They should rename the band Leaky You Know What.
Downpour. They named it after him, yeah. Oh, my God. That is something.
All right. So what are the doctors
Do you think you should have that checked out?
I would still get it checked out. It's likely nothing, but there is a serious condition that can arise from a tumor in the center of your head that makes your nipple leak like that. So I wouldn't be playing around with something along those lines.
Right. The old tumor in the head.
It's always best to be safe than sorry.
He's had it for a really long time, too. Since 14, right?
Yeah, but that's why I thought the first doctor was right, because that's about the same time I started smoking.
And, John, don't drink it anymore.
Yeah, please. No, keep it out of your mouth.
Hey, but for that other contest, the cannibal contest, somebody wants to drink
it. Oh, God. Well, we might have to have you come down to offer the beverage for the
people.
Yeah,
we'll got to be fresh.
We'll put it in the cannibal stew that we're going
to
be making.
Oh, God. I'm so friggin' disgusted.
Let me go to Doug from Springfield. Doug, what's up?
Oh, you guys are nasty. This is better than Stacker 2. I lost my appetite. later, guys.
Doug, how did that sound on the radio? It went flying across the studio. He just squeezed it a little bit and boom.
Did it smell like blue cheese dressing?
Oh, God,
you
stop
play
it.
Now, right?
No, stop I don't want to play.
Hey, guys.
Stop it. And Lisa has a question for the doctors on the line. Lisa, what's up?
Listen, I got into my regular gynecologist about this. I have a white discharge, and it has a fishy smell. I think it's the vaginosis thing. My doctor keeps telling me it's either a yeast infection or nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel bad for my boyfriend, you know? I mean, he's too nice to say anything to me. and you know, I just
yeah, I know
I
we were just
know,
talking
like,
to him.
What?
Sorry, just.
Oh no, and I just want to know like what antibiotic I should ask for.
And it depends what it is. Right. I mean, if it's yeah. if it's Trichomonas, then you treat it with flat. With,
no,
well, you can use Flagyl for BV or yeah, but it. You know, it might not. You don't know necessarily what it is. And if it a lot, we used to have a lot of people come in with a white discharge. They thought were worried about it, and we would test it, pH test it, look at it in a microscope, and it really was nothing. And it's hard to convince people that sometimes it is nothing.
Sometimes it's nothing.
The sometimes best way. It's, so that can be normal.
It's yes. not normal.
A white discharge. Can be,
yeah, it just it doesn't seem normal. You know.
Yeah, it's incredibly
You're
foul
a
smelling.
Girl.
It's, yeah, foul smelling's not. But white, just having a discharge in and of itself is
yeah.
not.
To ask
abnormal.
Your doctor to do, and I'm not kidding you, it's called the whiff test. They take the discharge.
The whiff test?
Yeah, the whiff
smell
test.
It.
Yeah. You put it on a slide and drop potassium hydroxide on it and smell it.
You're a girl.
Anthony, I just figured something out.
Yeah.
Allison's actually a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was faking it for our show.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
All right, well, John, you rock. Lisa, thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Well, who's next?
All right, who's next on the list? Mel?
Mel has the, I think, the golf ball growth.
Oh.
But it's not on you-know-what, Anthony. It's right? Melly Mel?
It's Hello. Just below.
Where are you from, Melly Mel?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, represented.
Moved to Manhattan.
Nice.
After
there you go.
You seem like a happy guy.
Yes, I am.
That's good. And you got some little problem there, huh?
Yes, I got a bit of a golf ball size growth right here on my inner thigh.
Oh!
A little bit lower than the yam bag.
Dude, I got to be careful because, I mean, you're a black guy. I thought you were grabbing your...
No.
Grabbing his junk.
And my wife was holding that out the other day.
Yo, man.
And I was thinking, wow, pretty impressive because it's halfway down his leg, but it's a whole different thing. Going on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Let's let the doctors take a look there.
Okay. Excuse me while I whip this out.
How long has it been there?
It's been there for quite a while. Over a year.
Getting bigger slowly? Or?
No, I think that's not terribly.
Wow. Whoa.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Not at all. Not a drop.
Okay, and you want to describe that? It's like,
I'm not looking, Opie. You describe
it's,
it.
It's more than a golf ball size.
Yeah.
That could be a vascular or a vascular growth. The way it's
what would that mean?
It's not well circumscribed, but it can be a lipoma.
A vascular
lipoma. Lipomas rock.
Does it ever get bigger when you're?
Are you talking about the growth now or the other thing?
I'm talking about the growth.
Okay.
No.
Wow. Okay, it's not very. It's shaped. Like, again, if I may bring up Rocky Dennis's head, it's not like round, it's not smooth, it's got many little bumps on it.
It's halfway up his inner thigh, Anthony.
It's not like encapsulated or anything like that.
You think it's like blood vessels in there? And
it seems more vascular in nature.
Yes.
Blood vessels can actually grow awry and form kind of what he has in his thigh.
It's
more likely that than a lipoma.
What's a lipoma?
A lipoma is like fatty tissue growth. A soft, benign growth.
You need to go get an ultrasound done, though. They'll take a sound probe against it, and they'll tell you exactly.
See if it's a boy or a girl. The ultrasound.
Same exact probe, but you'll see if it's hollow.
Is it soft, that thing?
Yeah, very soft.
No, I'm not
very
soft.
We never know what we're talking about here, do we? Wow, that's something. And how long have you had that going?
About a year.
About a year.
Yes.
Never at all.
It's not painful.
Does it get in the way
or
something?
No, not at all.
And did it start out small and all of a sudden it just, or one day you woke up and went, whoa!
It was like that Ray Milland, Rosie Greer thing. I just woke up one day and there it was.
Ray Milland's head or Rosie Greer's head.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
How long have you had it? About a year.
So is it serious, doctors?
Yeah. Get it checked out, especially if it's grown that large, that fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just to get it checked out.
No matter.
Understood.
Get that checked out, my friend, with the ultrasound.
Will do. I'd like to re-robe now.
Yeah, please. Pick up your pants. You're insulting all of us white people. Ain't you? Jesus. Wow, we actually have what he's going to sound like at the doctor's office. Hold on.
Oh, help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me.
A I love Blazing Saddle.
All right, Mel, you rock.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was pretty impressive.
Well, there you go. He had it, and they told him he should get it checked out.
It was way more than a golf ball.
Yeah, that's that looked like a green. The whole golf ball, the green, everything, a little lumpy.
Yeah, he's a goner.
Oh, God. Look at the doctors now. He's a goner.
That's awful. Can it be serious, though?
No, I'm just kidding. No,
most likely not. Well, I think you might have scared him a little bit, so maybe you should tell him that. He needs to get checked out.
Well, of course. Anything like that, you should get checked
out. Anything that grows to that size in 1 year. I mean,
he's had it checked out.
If you had that for 15 years, it's one thing. But, I mean, look at the size of that thing.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know if I could hit that into Central Park, Anthony.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
All right.
Rick, what's next?
We got three people left on the list. We've got Anthony, Pete, and Sandy Kane.
Oh, boy.
Can I see the list?
Now,
I'm hoping this one person showed up.
Mm.
The cauliflower one?
Not yet.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, let's bring in Anthony. We can keep going. Where's
Anthony? What does he have?
He has rotting corneas, Anthony.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What do you have?
I have rotting corneas.
Where are you
rotting
from?
Rotting corneas.
New York.
How old are you?
What is 21.
And what is a rotting cornea?
Exactly, aside from a rotting cornea.
Oh. Some kind of a...
they're pulling out their flashlights.
They got their flashlights out. Just take a look at your...
By the way, we have like four or five doctors in the studio.
Yeah.
You have scarring on your cornea?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Is it a herpetic infection?
First thing
that comes to mind.
I hear you.
Scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever? What are we, in the 1800s?
She had scarlet fever.
She got the scarlet fever.
All right, hold on. They're taking a look. All the doctors are taking a look.
Do you wear contacts and change them? No.
Horrible. Especially when you shine lights.
When I know without my glasses,
I can't believe it.
Wait, you have bad eyesight, but you can see with glasses fine?
Kind
of. And my shoes.
Bring my shoes down.
There's so many things that can do that. There's about five different viral infections. There's something called Morin's ulcers that eat away your eye.
I've had this scar on my eye for like years and years and years. I went into the Navy and they, you know, gave me a full exam. And they just like, all right, you have this, this, and this. Sorry, we have to kick you out.
Oh, boy.
I was in like 2 weeks of boot camp, got kicked out, I was so pissed off.
And you'd have been perfect for killing some of those Afghanis over there.
MFers.
You'd be shooting, you can't see anyone. Ha ha, Magoo! Hey, I'm shooting my own people, Magoo! You've done it again! Oh, my Georgie Magoo!
So, Docs, what's going on? His corneas are rotting away?
This is something I believe you should go to a specialist for.
Right to an eye. You got to go to an ophthalmologist because some things you can treat with antibiotics, some things need steroids, some things you just kiss that eye goodbye.
I was told.
One eye or both?
It's soon to be both. They noticed in my right eye, too.
Well, we should bring in Blind Dave so he could give you some pointers.
Yes, yes. I saw an ophthalmologist.
And what did he tell you was the problem?
She diagnosed me with Terrian's corneal dystrophy.
It's not.
That's on a sclera.
No.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. That was my diagnosis.
There's a lot of specialized eye hospitals at, you know, Will's Eye in Philly or something Manhattan Eye and Ear.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to talk with, especially the eye. You know what I mean? It's not like, I think you go to a specialist. Yeah. Maybe you go to a specialist there and have that dealt with immediately.
Where do you live?
I live in America. I don't have insurance, though. That's the whole thing.
Where do you live? Communist country there? You go in, you take care of it, you don't pay it.
I work in a free
They get paid college. Anyway. They get their money from the government somehow.
Well, if you go to one of the teaching hospitals in town, I'm sure that they can kind of set you up in one of the clinics. And they would be real interested in seeing your case.
So I have like 50 million people looking at my eye, tearing my eye. And
well, if they treat you.
Teaching hospital.
I went through that once. I mean, I don't need to go through it again.
But if they can help you.
Yeah, what are you going to do? The other alternative
is... come up with a pile of cash.
Go blind, I mean...
Hey, our hot doctor's looking at her watch like she's got
to
go.
We need to get Sandy.
Yeah. We should probably...
Well, we got enough doctors that could do the Sandy Kane thing.
Yeah.
Because we got to get the other Pete on.
All right. Okay.
All right. So what's your final thoughts with this guy, Doc?
Immediately to an eye doc.
All right.
Absolutely. Ophthalmologist.
All right. ASAP.
One of the teaching hospitals would probably be able to work on that best.
What do you want, a referral?
Do you think we're from New York or something?
Dude, here's what you do. You go to an eye doctor, right? You tell them, bill me. and you don't pay them. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Been there, done that. Been there,
you
done
got,
that.
You guys see how that happens, right? You got to help. It's part of the. It's one of the parts of being a doctor. Sometimes you're going to get screwed on the bill because people need help. What do we do? Yeah, sometimes I can't afford the food. I just leave.
Just walk up and eat the meal, then you walk
and then
up,
you
go
leave.
To the bathroom, then you leave. Like, oops.
Yeah. All right, should we?
Yeah.
Let's get Pete in here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Go to an eye doctor immediately.
Immediately.
Is that guy after what? He's gone now. Is he effed? He's going to be blind, right? Oh, look at him all nodding their heads. Great.
If that's HSV or CMV or Morin's ulcer, that's just going to ride away without therapy.
Oh, my God. He's got to take care of that immediately.
Holy yes. David Wells just entered the studio.
Oh, wow.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, you do look like David Wells.
I just wish I had the women he has.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, by the way, Laurie was on the line, the black guy Mel that came in from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did look like a potato.
Yeah, yeah, kind of a potato right under the skin.
Right under the skin.
Soft potato.
Mashed potato.
Blood in the thigh.
I can believe it.
All right, potato.
Pete, what's going on?
I got this thing on my jaw, like right here, on like the
buccal mucosa.
The labial side, you know, it's this lump, you know, it's not on the other side, it's on this side. It's a big round ball. Didn't bother me at all till I was like sitting, waiting for the train. I licked underneath my lip. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been fine.
Do you dip?
Do you chew?
I smoke.
You smoke. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Could this be our first one?
How long have you had
it?
Take a look.
The big casino, Tony.
Yeah.
I first noticed it a week ago. It's the first time I noticed it.
It's the big casino, Tony.
Well, why don't you stop smoking?
No, it doesn't hurt. There's no pain. But now I know what's there, so it's bothering me.
Right.
You know?
White?
Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's right. Inside of the teeth.
Here we go.
All right, they're going to take a look.
Boy, the tongue depressors and flashlights are coming out. Many gloved fingers going towards his mouth.
He just said, Jesus, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lord.
It's never good.
Well, Richard Dreyfuss called it.
All right, he's sitting down. They're making him sit down.
Oh, my God, he's sitting. Oh God. They're all around him with flashlights, tongue depressors, and fingers. They're all taking a look.
He looks so scared right now.
Take a look.
Uh-oh. All right. Let's all take a deep breath. Sorry. They're taking a look.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
What is it? Oh, uh-oh.
I see what it is.
What is it?
Lift the tongue up more.
It's right there.
Oh. Okay. Oh, there it is.
What is it?
Someone's got to touch that.
Someone's got to touch that.
You got to get their fingers
as hard as a rock. It's hard as a rock.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, you got to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got insurance. Who the f*** do I talk to?
Hey. All right, hold on.
Yeah,
all right.
You know, it's right here. Yeah, you can't see it from where you're at.
It's not painful, but now that I noticed it, I feel it. It's not pain, but I know it's there now. Now that I felt it.
The looks that the doctors are giving are not good. Oh, my God. That isn't good. They're all in his mouth.
It was all fun and games.
All fun and games until someone has the big casino.
But that's not what that is. That's
what is it?
What?
Oh, my God.
The doctor's just, like, shaking his head, kind of like, uh-oh. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. How long have you been smoking, sir?
Times 10.
20 years you've been smoking?
You want to get your hand in there?
Oh, my God.
16 years of smoking.
16 years of smoking.
This
oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's get some Where's strippers down here immediately.
Where's Dr. Kennedy?
He's going to do it. Yeah, he's
They're still lying, Sam.
Oh, my
See, I can't
God.
Say
Hell, this seemed like a good idea in the back office.
Holy Jesus.
The
one guy doesn't even want to be part of it.
Oh,
the one doctor is giving up.
Other side.
Oh, boy.
Other side?
Other side of the gum. Labial.
Grab that mic. What do you think?
Oh, underneath.
When in doubt, cut it out.
When in doubt, cut it out?
Oh, my God.
Cancer?
Over this way.
Have you quit smoking since you discovered it?
He's opening his mouth really wide.
They're like really getting in there.
There's
flashlights.
I could see it in the mirror. Come on. You're supposed to be a doctor. Come on, man.
Oh, now he's arguing. I see.
Ed, give him that mic. This doc doesn't want in on it.
Doctor.
Get over here. They can't hear us.
Talk low.
it's a solid mass inside of his mouth. I mean, and it's growing in a smoker. That's got to come out. And number one diagnosis until proven otherwise.
Okay.
The big casino.
Yeah, it's on the inside of it. All right.
Oh.
Do you see it? It's right in here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
He doesn't want anything.
Uh-oh. The doctor's feeling it.
No, you need to have that checked.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
If you check it,
what do you
think
it is?
Why people shouldn't smoke.
Right. Have you stopped smoking?
I'm a big anti-smoker.
Well, why didn't you just throw those goddamn things away?
Because I felt it on the platform of the LIRR yesterday.
Well, see, very good now. Very good.
So
you started smoking heavy to get all your smoking in now. Have that checked out immediately.
Well, what is it?
We can't say exactly what it is, but it definitely needs to be seen by an ENT.
By who?
Ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Okay.
Someone who can properly diagnose you with exactly what it is.
I have good coverage. I need to know who I need to see about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a primary care doctor?
I have coverage. I'm covered.
Jesus.
Okay, because you need to go to your primary care doctor, whoever you're assigned to.
Oh, my God.
Let him see that, and he'll make the arrangements of what to send you.
What the hell's the prognosis? Geez. What do you think it is?
There could be a lot of things that
could be a lot of things,
you know, that come to mind, but it's something that needs to be looked at.
How about we give the top three?
Especially being a smoker. Especially being a smoker, my friend. See, you got to throw those away. They're very bad for you.
Hey, why are they all given the C sign? What is the C sign?
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
No.
I don't have any.
Yeah,
of
once
course
you hear
not.
That somebody's a smoker, or especially if they drink too, you worry that they have a cancer in their head neck. Because most head neck cancers occur in smokers. That's
the first thing that came
to
my mind.
So that's what you worry about, and it might not be.
I figure they have to take a hacksaw and cut like half my face.
No. What you do now is have it checked out immediately.
We don't even know what it is. You need to go get it checked out.
I figure the worst, you know?
Well, better to figure the worst, and then you'll be a...
doctor with like a sawzall just cutting my jaw.
No.
Listen, there's a lot of new type of treatments where they may not even have to do surgery on you, but it's the type of thing that it needs to be evaluated quickly.
Stereotactic radiosurgery.
There is absolutely no way we can say what that is, but what needs to be done is called a biopsy. They'll just take a little tiny piece of the tissue. There's no sawzall. You're not going to lose your jaw. And then they send that off to the pathologist that comes back and tells you it's nothing, it's something. And then the treatment from there.
That's well and good. That's well and good.
What if it's something?
I need to know who I go to right now. That I got this big lump in my jaw. What type of doctor do I go to?
It's called ear, nose, and throat. ENT.
Ear, nose, and throat. Yeah. And that doctor, I have an ear, nose, and throat guy.
That's what you have to go see.
I don't know what the hell that is.
No.
He's
not a good doctor.
You know something? He'll take care of it. Like you said, do a biopsy.
He specializes in this type of thing.
We're telling you. Ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, throat.
Pete, you're going to get this looked at immediately, right?
I'm diagnosing him as deaf.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Deaf.
Well, I got to work tomorrow, so Monday.
Ear, nose, throat.
All right.
That's who you need to go to. We're not going to properly, you know, we're not going to give you a specific diagnosis.
Right.
You need to go to a specialist, someone who will be able to, like the other physician said, take a biopsy.
In your professional opinion, if you had to be quizzed on it, what would you say that would be?
He can't.
All I can say is I'm glad I'm not you.
Five things come to mind with that, and like I said, one of the things could be a malignancy.
One thing.
What would we write on as a diagnostic code would be a mass in the mouth. We wouldn't write exactly what it was today. If it were an office visit, because we don't know.
What would you write on my death certificate? How you
missed. Well, we would have a biopsy by then. We would have a biopsy.
On Black Girl's Chart, they wrote ass. So that's kind of close to mass. But, dude.
You can't know without doing a biopsy. Okay.
Dude, yeah, like they said, go to a specialist. And you know something? This could be very good. You came down here on a whim. You check it out. Now people are telling you to check it out. Before you know it,
turn the lights off. I'm an electrician.
Before you know it, you could have it taken care of. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, geez, a good thing you caught that in time. There you go.
I was sitting there. I was bored. I called up. I was listening.
All right. Well, good thing you did, my friend.
Thanks for having this.
All right.
Thank you, Pete.
No problem.
I think we have to say goodbye to the hot doctor, Allison.
Yes, Allison. Thank you so much for coming down.
Huh?
Sandy Kane's about to come.
Right. And Rick, are you insane after what we just went through? We need to take a break and regroup, it's called. Even we're smart enough to realize that.
West Coast Dave said you just made 12 million people stop smoking.
Well, you want to know the truth? Look at this one. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Let me tell you guys, I am so glad that you did this bit today.
Why?
I am going to stop smoking, stop drinking, get on the right diet, and God forbid, no offense, I never have to be on this cringe radio that you are doing today.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. The hot Dr. Allison has to get out of here. We're going to regroup, Anthony.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And we're going to wrap up this ridiculous bit with Sandy Kane, and we're going to finally find out what Twato is. And we will do that next.
All right.
It's very uncomfortable in here right now. We'll be back. Are you bastards ready to rock?
Opie and Anthony.
And you actually find them rubbing the feces on the wall.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Psychotic apes.
Is this for shock factor?
Oh, my God!
1027 WNEW, New York.
Opie, Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Fishing on a ride, fishing in the sea. Will she know?
The Opie and Anthony Show. Oh, my God. Well, this bit sounded like a great idea in the back office, but
we were all having fun.
I am really freaked out. I feel like there's many things wrong with my body now.
I got the
people are quitting smoking all over the country now that we're syndicated.
Good thing, and well, they should.
No joke, man. That last guy was the real deal. Something is going on with him, and he needs to be checked out immediately.
Hopefully, he will get checked out.
We had no official diagnosis, but the doctors were all pretty much shaking their heads. The hot doctor said, I'm not touching it.
Wow.
All right. Glenn, what's going on?
Yeah, that was the freakiest radio I've heard in my entire life. Oh. My heart's still going a mile a minute.
Yeah, it was very...
I've never been more uncomfortable in my life.
Seriously, to
see the doctor's faces turn from, hey, we're all having fun and making cute little doctor jokes. Oh, my God, we were hoping we wouldn't see one of these today.
That was great. And I quit smoking a year ago today, or tomorrow, actually. I realized that after that happened, and I'm just like, I'll never go back.
Yeah. Norton, you're going to smoke or what?
Nah, man, this is it.
Norton, you're done.
I'm telling you.
He pulled one cigarette out of his pack of cigarettes, threw the rest of the pack away, and he goes, that's it. I'm just having this one.
I'm done.
But it's like when you quit, you got to just throw them the
hell. How long have you
people quit on New Year's Day, they make a goal for themselves, and I know guys that have done it. I'm done.
How long have you been smoking?
About 15 years.
I've
been wanting to quit for a long time.
But you just saw what was going on in the studio, and that was it.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy, but it's just like their faces, and I'm like, you know what, man, enough, enough, enough. I quit drinking, I quit getting high, enough, done.
Man walking.
That's it, no more.
What about Stinky?
What?
He's young.
Young smoker.
I don't know.
Yeah, there he goes. I'm young.
Can you open up your mouth?
I'm young.
No, don't even look at
me.
Don't even look.
You might see traces of mule juice, but nothing else.
And what about you? You do the smoking every once in a while? You go
on
stages?
No, I'm done. What are you kidding?
No, you haven't in
a
long, long time.
I throw them away, and that's it.
Done.
That's it. Oof.
Do you take anything, or you just stopped?
Just stop. Throw the goddamn pack away. And then when you go to light up, and you have the cigarette in your hand, and you go to put it in your mouth, you don't wake up out of a haze and go, oh, my God, there's a cigarette burning in my mouth. It's a conscious decision that you make.
Yeah. So, guys, what do you think now that the guy's out of the studio? Seriously.
Dude.
This is just, you know, your opinions.
I mean, you got to be concerned that the number one diagnosis is cancer. Cancer is the answer. Tumor is the rumor. So...
Oh, my God. I don't like that rhyme. And it's in a bad place, too, right?
Yeah. The head and neck cancer is not a good one at all.
It spreads very quickly.
Some of the surgeries involved in having to remove those sorts of things are not pretty.
I'm going
to
go see my mommy tonight.
Oh my I need to
suckle. Oh, my God.
I can't take this.
You just get that guy back.
Oh, my God.
I can't take this.
But him coming in might have been the best thing, because he might not have got that check for another year instead of coming in today and seeing your horrified faces.
This will be the last time we do this,
because that's all.
I don't know if we can handle this one.
Yeah, right. This might be the only time we do this. Why don't we get back to some fun anomalies on some of these
people? I'm already hearing rumors about Twaddle, though, and that's not going to be fun either, man.
Oh, boy.
Just hearing rumors, Anthony. They were showing me pictures. Let's just put it that way.
Great, great.
You want to bring in Sandy Kay?
Why don't we do that? Why don't we get, because we told people we were going to do it
before six. Yeah, we got to keep our promise for once. Okay.
And anything else would be anticlimactic at this point. Like, hey, no, I don't want to.
And stupid us.
I'm glad I blew my own.
Hold on, Sandy. I'm going to turn her mic off because that's the easiest way. Stupid us. I just quickly want to bring that guy in. As filler, as they call in the radio biz.
That could have been a lifesaver right there.
But instead, he was the showstopper.
Show, we could do what we want.
Will you stop talking to her dildo?
I'm sorry, but he gets very offended.
All right.
Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves Opie and Anthony. And you know, he's so fantastic. Nervous to come on. And then you said, turn him off.
Sandy.
Sorry, Anthony.
Do you know who these are?
I've been waiting for this all my life.
They're throwing tongue depressors at her.
The doctors. Man, you guys, they do listen to our show.
They got a great bedside manner.
They're just throwing stuff at Sandy Kay.
They should have brought some needles out of that little metal box.
The biohazard box.
Glad I brought you dildos.
Sandy.
It's my protection.
Do you know who these gentlemen are, some of these people in this studio?
Well, one's wearing a coat. Like, that looks like a guy from Roosevelt Hospital that I once got in the bathroom. Yeah? I remember. He was so cute. Couldn't help it. He was so
Jesus.
Cute.
So there wasn't a patient in a coma?
Anthony.
Sandy.
You know.
Yeah.
We have to explain Sandy in like 20 seconds to the new cities. I mean,
Sandy has a public access cable show.
Thank you.
And she was a dancer, a stripper, back in the older days
of
Times
Square. I did spa nightclub the other night. And I stripped and I lit up my breasts for Amanda Lepore's party.
I think I could do this a little quicker than Sandy can.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the old 42nd Street.
Which was like a year ago.
It was back in the days before Giuliani, when you used to be able to...
Years ago, I worked at Show World.
Before Giuliani.
At the Triple Tree Theater.
The last time she stripped for money, Roy Campanella had legs.
You are awful, man. God damn, is that great.
Bravo.
Roy Campanella leg reference.
Bravo.
All right, so Sandy was a stripper. She got her own cable show.
She does my own show.
Yeah, she does her own show.
I did spot nightclub the other night for 2,000 people.
She's a little... I'll be nice, but I'm going to be honest. She's a little older than we like our strippers. Right? And
depends.
She's
if you're blind, I look great.
She's had a tough life in some aspects.
Yeah, bring in the guy with the rotting corneas. They don't think you're a supermodel.
She was gang raped by a bunch of Jewish gentlemen many years ago.
And these doctors look like they're like the guys that raped me.
Ah, there you go. Look at her. And we brought her here today because she has something growing. And it is, let's just say it's on her very lower abdomen.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. We believe it's some type of a wart.
Can we say it's on the grass?
Yeah, we could
it's
say
on
that.
The grass.
We believe it's some kind of a wart. There's been speculation. We put the picture on the web, but we figure Sandy's getting upset now because since we've said this, people don't want to talk to her, touch her.
Hold on, Sandy. I turned on your mic.
So now we're finally going to get this taken care of and have these doctors give
like
their opinion.
It looks like an ear.
It looks like the ear that was grown on the back of that mouse genetically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we just get this over with?
I hope
Sandy,
it's not very bad, you know,
Sandy,
because I get scared.
Pull your...
what if I need an operation?
I hate that I have to say this. Pull that down.
Can we check out the other side, too, doctors? You've seen it all,
She's
right?
She's got a roid. That's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a roid.
And I just ate Mexican food for you guys.
All right, why don't you show them the roid first, then? Because that's the...
It really is a beautiful roid.
Yeah, show them the roid first, because that's...
I always see it on my own show. I know. Beautiful ass. Can I say that?
You can say that.
All right, show the doctors the roid first.
Did you guys just ask if that tumor was in a bad place? Like there's a good place for an effing tumor. That's Joe from the East Side. Here goes Sandy.
Wait, you're going to show...
Who's this? A stinky.
Don't touch stinky. Sandy, show the roid first.
You have to show the roid first.
Show him the roid. Sandy.
The roid.
These doctors are worse than Opie and Anthony.
There you go.
Right. Save Twato for the end. I want you to do the roid first.
Oh, yeah, that's you the like big that? One. You like the rear end?
You need an opening act before the headliner comes out.
That's funny. All right, show the...
look at her.
Which doctor?
All right.
Show the
doctor with the flashlight and the gloves and the hazmat suit. Show the Rich Voss.
That's awful.
I love you, boss.
Sandy.
God,
she's so annoying. She's
face
so
your
annoying.
Back.
Doctor's mad.
Turn your back to the doctor.
There you go.
Now, pull that aside.
Ooh.
Pull it aside. You're not doing an act for him.
Mike, you're in such a ham.
Thanks, guys.
I'm a stripper.
Sandy, pull the thong aside. There you go. Now, look, Doc, what do you see?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's where Osama bin Laden's hiding, in that cave.
Oh.
That
may not be.
No.
That may not be.
That may be Twato's cousin.
What is that?
That's what I thought.
What does that look like, Doc?
That might be Twato's cousin,
that's
Anthony.
That's Twato's cousin.
All right, and what do you think that might be?
Ooh, I hope I wipe.
A wart? You think it's a wart?
Wait, that's not a roid?
All right.
No, that's not a roid.
There is a roid in there.
Well,
yeah, sure.
No,
there
it's
is.
Not a roid. They're saying it's not a roid.
There's a roid, honey. It's inside.
It well, yeah. Yeah, Sandy knows.
That could be the next
three
president.
Doctors are standing around with flashlights looking, but they know. They don't know. You know.
When it definitely there is a definite hemorrhoid in there.
Well,
because I was almost once operated on. So.
But Sandy, there's something else that they're saying.
There's more than one thing.
Wipe?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Stop. They're going to dump out. Stop.
Show the front.
All right, Sandy, show them.
All right, so they're saying, Anthony, that they might be a cousin of Twato.
Right.
Okay, here
that's
we go,
be
Doc.
Some type of war thing. Now, guys, get a load of this.
Okay, all right.
Pull it out. Let's see it. Look at that, guys.
Oh, man.
That's the doctor saying
that's
that.
Nuts.
Cousin of the other guy's skin.
What
bag.
The hell is that?
Oh.
You know?
They know, Anthony. Mike. They know.
Guys, what do you
we
think?
We know it's with covering. Diagnostic certainty what that is.
What is it, guys?
It's Condyloma acuminata.
Oh!
Otherwise known as cauliflower.
Yeah, that is a large, overgrown genital wart.
Yeah.
100%. And
oh,
the,
my God! Yeah,
and the thing on the back is another one that is grown perirectally.
Oh my God!
They're losing outside the studio! Pararectally!
Oh my God!
Pararectally!
Oh, Jesus! Peri anal genital warts.
Oh my God! Look, I need a shower.
And
right
to
now.
Prove this, I have brought photographic evidence that we're not getting.
Sandy, look at the picture.
Evidence. That's what you have.
Sandy, look at the picture.
That is what you have. That's look familiar?
Yes, it looks like Sandy Kane.
Sandy, see, we told you. Oh. Now you got
to
go.
Actually, you want to get the way you can find out for sure 100% and I know it sounds silly is put a little bit of vinegar on it and it's going to blanch white. Because the acetic acid reacts with the warty tissue.
Can you use balsamic and maybe
100%.
These guys, make a little tasty?
These guys have no doubt, Anthony.
Is that contagious?
I think
contagious?
Is it contagious?
You think you were born with that?
No, in the
could
plague
that be a
isn't
show
either.
Event?
Right. Yeah.
You got it many years ago.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy.
I mean,
isn't there one? How do you say this?
Oh, closer to another area.
Yes.
Even closer.
Yeah. Like,
there's something going on. Oh, I don't even know how to say this.
If you
Norton.
Open a door.
Proximal.
Right. Okay. Let's say you have something on the outside of the door in your house. Right. You go to your house. There's something there that maybe you need a carpenter to come and remove. It's a growth on the wood.
Right.
Outside
the
house. Is it true, Sandy, that if this was your house, that if you open the door and walked in, there'd be something in the hallway also growing on the wall? She's
Did
looking at me like
that?
A fish out of goddamn water.
You're the only one that didn't get.
I'm just saying, so what do you do about it, doctor?
Shotgun with a toe attachment.
How do you get rid of something
I
like that?
I give that recommendation.
When, When it gets that big, it's got to come off surgically. When they're smaller, you can treat them. There's a drug called Condilox that you can treat it with. That size, it's got to be surgically removed. Then you may even need the medicine, and it may recur. But that definitely has to be treated surgically. The bigger problem with it is that you're saying you had it for so long, is that there's certain serotypes of that. It's the number one cause of cervical cancer. So you got to go, no kidding around.
Do you have a cervix?
Go get that checked out. When was your last patch smear?
Before I was born. I don't think I ever had one.
Let's tell you, it was so long ago, the guy's name was Pap that did it. It was actually Pap that did it. Pap himself. Yeah. Mr. Pap.
No kidding around. You got to go get a Pap smear.
Can I tell a story? Years ago, I went to Bellevue Hospital. This female doctor, this was like 15 years ago, and she said something about that. And that, oh, this is terrible, and blah, 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 about cancer. And then it was 15 years ago, and then they killed this particular doctor. They murdered her at the Bellevue Hospital.
So she couldn't have been right.
Later. So I'm still living with this.
Right. She's dead and you're still alive.
Yes,
how does that figure?
That's exactly what I'm guys, you think I should have it removed?
Well, you know, we got to cancel. We got to cancel the next segment of the show because Turkish was going to come in and suck on Otto.
He was going to kiss it or something.
Sucking.
But no, this
Anthony,
is highly
no
not recommended.
A lot of reporters, including Bill O'Reilly, ask us where our line is. We found it today.
Here it is.
Okay,
we will not have a guy suck on Otto today.
Right.
What's Andy?
Okay. My experience, and I've lived a long time, as you guys
obviously
make fun of,
yeah,
with doctors and dentists, as you see. And I even went for my mouth, and they want to just totally, really destroy it, whatever else I...
Destroy it.
Yeah, totally, totally destroy it. And I don't believe in doctors, and I'm just going to
keep
going.
You don't believe in them like the Easter Bunny. You're saying, let me get this straight. You're saying you are not getting that taken care of.
No.
Just get it taken off, you horse's ass. Go to
what
a doctor.
What do you get it cut off?
Are you
Sandy?
Are you still sexually active? She's spreading that everywhere, isn't she?
Long story, but no.
Just get it taken.
Do you have people pay you money for Hummers?
What's a Hummer? No, of course not.
Anything for sex? Have you had sex with a man anytime or a woman?
Yes, many times.
Oh boy.
What happens from here to Sandy Kane if she doesn't take care of it?
No way of telling, you know what I mean? It may not be one of the bad serotypes, and it's just
I'm sure
disgusting,
it's
and it
not,
adds good comedy
not
to your show.
Yeah, but because
sure
of the risk.
Not, dude.
Yeah, the risk.
What are the risks of anyone being affected by this without having any type of sex with her?
Oh, no. It's not spread through the air or anything, but if you're touching that intimately...
Wait. If she's fondling it like she just was, and then theoretically touches that door handle, and someone touches the door handle...
All right, we're safe.
No?
Thank God.
Zero. All right, look, I don't care. I want this whole place decontaminated. Please. Where's the Lysol?
By the way, we should say that this is the doctor's opinion, so what it is.
Well,
even though they're pretty sure, but
it's not this, it's not that.
No, they said
Sandy.
What it is.
Sandy.
There's many
it's
different types
much,
of it.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah,
here.
Sandy.
Genital warts.
This show sucks.
And I'm agreeing with doctors suck.
Hey, can I tell you something, Anthony? A couple of people called and said they're going to quit smoking after the last guy that may have the throat cancer.
Good move.
Those same people just called back, no joke, and they started smoking again.
Just listening to Sandy.
Because of what they just heard with
Sandy.
Did
you have that thing on a letter to Senator Daschle?
What was that?
Nothing you'd ever understand.
I'm laughing at Roy Campanella's legs.
Sandy,
It's a sad day for Sandy Kane.
You've got to get that taken care of.
And you have a friend. It has a friend. I'm not a doctor. I saw it, but I don't know what the hell it is.
Eyes, right? You know what a hemorrhoid is.
There could also be a hemorrhoid, but it looks like you have
in
there with
God
a camera to see how far in it goes.
With a camera.
Yeah, because sometimes it goes so far up that they have to remove an entire part of your rectum.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm just going to just keep going, guys.
Sandy Kane has a virtual Kellogg snack pack of STDs roaming around. You want a little sugar pops? Or you want the corn flakes? Or the Special K? There's all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to keep going. I'm not.
You are a wreck.
Sandy Kane is the monkey from Outreach?
Yeah, from Outbreak.
Why don't I maybe have sex with one of you guys and see if one of you comes down with genital warts?
Like I said yesterday, I'd rather get in a dryer of razor blades with Magic Johnson. Pete, what's up?
You better decaminate that chair that you've been sitting on.
Yeah, it's gotten bad. It's
I've been standing.
Yeah, this is Kat from Rockville Center says, "Holy ass, how can you be in the same room with that? I'm spraying my radio with Lysol just from hearing it."
We were right the whole time, Anthony.
Everyone's suggesting hazmat suits. Yeah, we were right the whole time. And Lou from Brooklyn went, "Bill's dead."
Oh no, what happened?
let's go to Danny. Danny, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey guys, you remember that guy who put the preparation H on her backside there?
He's totally fine, and I'll tell you why. He wore gloves, thank God.
He wore gloves. Sandy was complaining about a hemorrhoid, so we had a listener put on rubber gloves, put preparation H on his fingers, and apply it to the infected area. And we didn't know that there was something else going on there at the time, but you guys went in there with a flashlight, a mining helmet.
They have no doubt in their minds, Anthony. All right, well, we do have some more people.
You know, I'm done with this. Send everyone home. I've had it.
Can we go home?
I've had it. Sandy, do you have...
You got something between your legs.
Sandy, listen to me. Sandy.
I hope.
Sandy, do you have a song?
Yeah, I do.
She's got a new song. You wanted to sing it?
She could sing it before we take a break.
What is it about?
It's called My Boyfriend's Black.
Yeah. All right. Is
dedicated
it a...
Dedicated to the guy that you threw out of this...
Right. We figured it wasn't medically sound for him to be caressing that thing.
I'm as healthy as Roy Campanella's legs.
Cindy, are you bummed at all? Yeah, are you upset with this?
Truthfully, I have such disrespect for doctors and dentists.
Why?
Because they're all BS.
They're not. Why would they BS you? You're such an ass. Down to your core, you're an ass. Because these doctors are telling you something, go get it fixed. Don't be other doctors, you fraidy cat. Just get it fixed.
Why? It bothers other people.
You're giving other people diseases.
You have an end table on your... Get it fixed.
Wow, if that wasn't plain English.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you know, we had to dump out of that, but at least he gave her a...
More to love. More to love.
More to love.
Yes. It is. I think it's like it's famous down there. I love it.
Oh, wait a minute. They're looking at something else. Hold on. Doctor, what are you looking
at? We'd like to look at her nose for a second because there's something going on over there.
Sandy, what is that? Let me look.
Okay, we never noticed the nose before.
Yeah, some of my nose.
Wait, take a look. You knew it too?
That's nothing. Yeah.
Most witches have that.
They're looking at her nose. God damn.
No, that was something. I had something removed, so, and then there was...
All right, what is nothing on her nose? Oh,
look, they're just investing. They're
Maybe
looking
nose
at
job.
She's like...
Are you guys going to remove it for free?
She's like a new planet.
Is this
going to
be like, I'm going to get free implants? I'm going to get a free growth removal from you guys?
All right, listen.
Are they going to remove it for me?
You said you don't want to deal with
it.
But would they remove it?
No, you got to go to a specialist.
Well, aren't they specialists? Who are they?
You got to go to a vet.
Are they a vet? No, well, a specialist. What is that? That the specialist? If they're such dedicated doctors, won't they remove it if they care?
Oh,
all right, Sandy, you want to sing your song?
They don't care.
No.
But that's a doctor for
remove
you.
It with a howitzer.
Sandy, you want to sing your song?
Sure, I do.
Yeah, sing your song.
Are you?
No, it's good to hear.
All right, you got to put headphones on, okay?
Okay.
No. Make sure you throw away those headphones after Sandy leaves. All right, you ready, Sandy?
I heard that.
Oh, your headphones. Sorry.
My headphones. All right, dildo. Don't worry about it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that poor thing.
Here we go. Okay?
Likes you, man.
Here we go.
There we go. Sandy came singing her song. My boyfriend's black, is it, Ophelia?
My boyfriend's black and his name is Mike Tyson. Boy, he likes to rape me because I'm Jewish. My boyfriend's black and his name is OJ. Hey. He killed his wife with a knife, I say. Hey. My boyfriend is black.
Oh my god, they threw a chair at
my boyfriend's black and his His name is Michael Jackson.
All right, I've had enough of her.
What makes you believe that you believe all your lies, OJ?
This is the worst song ever.
You got a big black, and I really love you, size, I say.
The wings hit her in the head, Ant. Ugh.
My boyfriend's black, and his name is OJ. Hey.
Everyone
he killed his wife with a knife, I say. Hey.
Oh. All right. Okay.
My boyfriend is black. So all you black guys out there, I love you. In fact, I'm getting a new black vibrator to dance to the show, right?
So,
I have a black one and a white one. I love you, Ron. You can fight the life. My boyfriend is black.
All right.
Sandy Kane, everyone.
Right,
yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Elvis, baby.
All right.
She was a whore.
Thank you, Sandy.
I am a whore.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Hey, you said Andrew Dice Clay.
You're the ugliest stripper I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to get the H, fellas.
No S.
You're a filthy whore.
How about a nice bucket of AIDS?
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good riddance.
Goodbye.
All right. All right. We'd throw you out of the studio, but no one wants to touch you. There you have it, gang. Sandy Kane, Twato equals genital warts. And it has a friend in the back area.
Oh, God damn. I am so completely disgusted. Guys, all right, look, you're all professionals and everything. I understand that. But when you see something like that, there's a basic human reaction to it. I mean, it's horrific.
It's disgusting.
It's never pleasant. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew right when you saw it. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw it on the website. Today. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's one of the most disgusting things you've ever seen.
It's up there. Yeah. It's
her as a whole, person.
The cousin around back is worse than Quato itself.
God.
Really?
Cousin.
Yeah, it looked like it might have had twins. They're like two of them coming out.
God.
No kidding around. They can crawl up the rectal canal.
They can keep going and growing and crawling into certain areas that... Okay, great. That's fantastic. I am completely disgusted.
Docs, is it safe to say we're going to have two less listeners by this time next year? Maybe three. Maybe three? Another guy that we saw?
Just
two. Well, okay. If one's blind, we won't be able to find the radio.
Oh, God.
After today's show, you may lose thousands of listeners.
Is it it's safe to assume... Sandy Kane's cervix looks like Sonny Corleone after the toll booth.
Her rectum looks like the horse's head in the bed.
let's take a break, Anthony, huh?
Get that part.
Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
Obie and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Hi, you guys are all...
Obie, Anthony.
1027. WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Hanging with a bunch of doctors. Boy, you guys are a bunch of laughs. Tim Norton in the studio, Anthony.
Yeah.
What a day.
Ugh.
You all right, Jim?
This is really... people think it's cringe radio to listen to. Try looking at it.
You see
a bunch of doctors go, ugh.
That's never good,
That's
right?
That's frightening.
We might have to start the What Do We Learn segment early today because they're just... It's off the charts.
Oh, my God. We're getting so many. What an education people got, whether they liked it or not.
We got a dentist on the line that's a little pissed off. Vince, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Listen, I'm a dentist in New Jersey, and I think you guys are scaring the hell out of that guy, Pete. It can be cancer, but I don't think it is. I think it's something else.
Well, you didn't see it or feel it.
I did, exactly. I know I didn't, but where they were describing it at, it's more likely from either tooth borne or maybe like a salivary tumor or something like that.
Well, hopefully you're right.
That's right.
I'm praying you're right, Doc.
But you never know. It could be the big casino also.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Bye.
They didn't say it was cancer.
Definite, maybe.
They could get it checked.
They just, gave their opinions.
Yeah. Right.
No diagnosis today. Gina, what's going on?
Yeah, I got a solution to two problems.
Yeah.
Usually when you have a wart, they cauterize it. Norton wants to quit smoking. he can have his smoke his last cigarette and have him put it out on her wart, cauterize it, and so this way, every time he goes to light up another cigarette, he can think of that.
Think of the smell that comes off the burning wart.
Very good. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to thank you. I learned two valuable lessons. I quit smoking, and I stopped banging 99-year-old whores.
All right. Very good. B-Dog from D.C., what's up?
I'm just disgusted and repulsed beyond all recognition and comprehension.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Awful.
Oh, God. Just like you said earlier, Opie, I tossed my cigarettes out. I kept like two or three, and then I had to go pick the pack up off the ground and smoke like five more.
All right, big dog.
Yeah.
We're going to come see you guys soon. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
All right. There's a couple other guys. Do we have time? Maybe real fast. What do you want to do?
Do they have anything potentially life-threatening?
Yeah, I know we don't have much time.
Just keep them out.
Uncle John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sandy should wear a sign that says, do not enter, and change your name to the Wart Hag.
Wart
Hag. I'll tell you.
Wart
you know what's nice about, yeah. You know what's nice about being syndicated?
Yeah.
You've ruined dinner time nationwide.
No doubt.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, John, how uncomfortable did it get today?
Oh, man.
You've been listening to us for a long time.
Yeah, this was one of the toughest. Well, I'll tell you, this was one of the toughest.
Yeah.
It was scary.
We were all having really fun and stuff, and all out of nowhere, it took a drastic left-hand turn off a cliff.
Big time.
Wow.
Oof, I'll tell you, I'm still shivering. That's crazy. Yeah, all right, man, I'll catch you.
I can't tell you how many people said that they'll never smoke again after today's show.
Yeah.
Ted writes, I know it's a little early for what did I learn, but I learned I finally figured out what happened to Earl's brain. When he was in the womb, it... Involuted.
Involuted. There you go.
Very good. So, what's your name, bro?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. We don't have much time, so I guess we got to get right to it. You got this problem with your...
Wow.
Lift them both. Lift them both.
Lift them both. Oh, my God.
Again, if I could make the reference to the album cover.
Yes. Blind Faith.
Blind Faith.
You look like the little girl on the Blind Faith.
The little girl on the Blind Faith album cover.
And why did you shoot Gunnery Sergeant Hartman?
Wow.
Yeah.
Private Pile.
Puffy Nips. What do you guys think?
Gynecomastia, absolutely. It's called.
They protrude.
Gynecomastia?
Man boobs?
Yep. Man boobs.
Man boobs.
And how is that taken care of?
It depends what causes them. Yeah. There's a lot of different causes.
How long you had them like that, sir?
Ever since I remember.
Yeah? Wow. I'm sure kids are very kind when it comes to things like that in school.
We've seen man boobs. This is a little different. It's the whole nip.
It's just the nip area. It pops very
way
puffy.
Out. Way out.
Those are pink and delicious looking.
Well, it's nice to know we could end on an up note with
man
boobs.
It's no problem. Very good.
You can squirt as far as that last guy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's not life-threatening, I hope. And
I don't think so.
Very good.
Can we put a picture of that up on the website?
I don't care.
All right.
Get the profile.
Steve from foundrymusic.com may have some good video for your viewing pleasure.
He has probably some of the sickest video we've ever seen from today. Yeah.
And if you don't know how to get to foundrymusic.com, go to opieandanthony.com and there'll be a link, okay? Steve, what's going on? What did you learn on the show today?
Howdy.
Hey.
Faggots.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I learned a few things. First, I learned I'm never going to smoke again. And I learned that Opie's left hand had fallen victim to bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah.
Very good, Steve. Who knew lurking right just behind Twatto was the more evil Mecha Twatto on Sandy Kane?
Stoner,
because the Mecha is always a lot more dangerous than the regular one.
Big Lou from Buffalo. I learned today on a more effective than those stupid quit smoking ads.
Yeah, I hope so.
Franz from Jersey, I learned that if a girl ignores her area, it's like a haunted house with hair. Two, I learned that homeless people use dual shopping carts for tax reasons. And I learned that the AIDS is called Ninja on the Streets.
Yes. The Ninja.
Jay.
I learned I never want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
What's up, Schwoogies?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, I learned I don't want anything involuted on my body.
Yes.
What's up, Bugs? Later.
Hey, Vic, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, I learned today that the only way to really cure Sandy Kane is a shotgun with a toe attachment.
Yep.
Norton rules.
Thanks,
boys.
All right.
Oh, God, I'm so skeeved out by today.
Why?
It's just Sandy Kane being in the same... Like that, the air that's going into her lungs and being breathed out might actually be breathed in. by me. Yeah. Jay, what's up?
He's a mess.
Yeah. What's up, Jay?
All right. At first, it's fine, but then you start stirring the juices.
Very good.
Stirring the juices.
Hey, do the doctors have any plugs? Nothing? You all set?
Yeah, they're going to keep it on the QT.
The one doc was telling us a great story during commercials.
Yeah, that's a good one.
About a little exam and a guy having a little problem while the exam was going
on. Oh, you could pretty much say what happened. He was giving the guy a finger probe to make sure everything was clear for an enema, is what it is. And the second he started his examination in that fashion, the guy had a happy ending all over the table.
And you know what's really, really annoying is I've continually apologized.
And the guy still holds it against you, Norton?
Yeah.
Denise from Delaware learned that almost everyone's third nip involutes when they were born, and I had to learn how to spell involute today. F-Tart Mike from Dub Bronx. Today I learned that even doctors cover their eyes and grimace. That is true. We saw it. F-Tart Mike from Hell. I learned when you lick your lips on the train, you get cancer.
Oh, God.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Cecil from Philly. I learned if my salad turns white after putting vinegar on it, don't eat it. Words to live by, Lloyd.
Scott, what's up?
I learned that the FBI got a hot tip in the Senator Daschle case.
Yeah. Be arresting Sandy.
Repo George.
Hey, I learned today that if a doctor says something's bizarre or cool, you're in big trouble.
Well, why am I laughing? You're right. Thank you, George. Jonathan.
Hey, all I got to tell you is I'm so nauseous that my balls ache.
Dean from Staten Island. I learned last time Sandy went to a gynecologist, Voss's jokes were funny. Wow. Poor Voss.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, he never is.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Hey.
I learned two things. One, there's a studio full of people who are going to have to go home and take a bath in acid.
Yeah.
And two, you can diagnose TWADO, but we still can't figure out what the hell it's attached to.
Yeah, someone was suggesting we ask TWADO if it wants Sandy Kane removed.
Yin-Yang TWADO.
Thank you.
Yin-Yang TWADO, very funny.
One for New York.
Later, man.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, I learned that my boyfriend is black.
Some people enjoyed the Sandy Kane song.
Yeah.
Paul writes, I just want to be the first to say that today I learned the last time Sandy Kane stripped for money, Roy Campanella had legs, and bonus, the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
Wow. What a day.
Dave?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I got two things I learned today.
Yeah.
First, if it's white and it's not smelly, it's okay.
Yep.
But if it's white and it smells of Haitian marathon runners, that's bad.
Very bad.
And then I learned that you probably need a tongue with four-wheel drive to get over Sandy Kane's genital rock formation.
Yeah. Bert from Jersey suggesting that Twato's brother be called Butto, which is pretty funny.
All right.
Butto.
Why not?
In das Team Pierre.
Chris writes, I learned cancer equals radio kryptonite.
Oh, of course.
All right. I guess.
Tuttle saying, today I learned it's all funny until someone gets cancer.
We don't know for sure.
Of course not. He's got to get it checked out.
Okay. Well, we're done. Oh, yeah, I learned Allison is the hottest doctor I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
She was very cool today, and you guys were very cool as well, so thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, right? Guys, thank you very much,
because
we will never, ever be doing this again.
No. All the other radio stations can have this bit.
Take it away.
We are done with this one. Take it and run with it, you bastards. All right, we got to get out. Ben's freaking
sick. Hi, man.
Thank you.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
In the meantime, we could talk about O.J. real fast.
Yeah, O.J. back in the news, huh? with a 911 call.
Let's check out the 911 call.
All right.
St. Mary's Police and Fire, where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab. Been doing drugs with Pedro Brown.
Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested.
Okay.
On cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No, it's not
like
that.
Anybody
have
any weapons?
No.
Does
the girl need rescue?
No.
That's my favorite. Anybody have any weapons? No.
Not this time.
Not this time.
She had to ask if anyone was getting hit or hurt or if he has weapons.
Does the woman have another mouth under her mouth now that's really bloody?
Not this time.
I got to hear that again.
I have my cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
Does
anybody have any weapons?
No.
Does the girl need a rescue?
No, she doesn't need a rescue.
All right, hold on, and I'll help you.
No.
Now, don't get started on that again.
No.
No weapons. That's in the golf bag. I mean, I don't know where the knife is.
That's in a lake in Chicago.
Don't make me get on a plane. Oh, I cut my knuckle on the 9 when I was dialing 911. That's where the blood's from. I swear. Where's Robert Kardashian? Help me, please.
It's like, nope.
What a tool.
No. Don't think that. No.
Is anyone
like that.
Hurt? Need rescue?
No.
I love, don't make me get in a Bronco.
Now, what does he do? Does he call 911 back? Oh, no, 911 calls his home, I believe.
I guess they were disconnected or something, and then 911 usually calls back.
Okay, so here's the second
Hello, half. OJ House.
Oh, police.
Hey, I want
you to call the police.
Hello?
This is the juice.
Now, what happened?
I don't know.
You hear OJ going, I want you to call the police.
I had to hit her over the head with the phone receiver and we just disconnected.
I like him!
Hello?
This is the police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do about it. Miss, I'm frustrated. This guy, Pedro Guerrero, got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine here recently. This girl has spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over to say, you're going into a rehab. She's got mad. She just got in her car. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the Crossies. Now she is loaded out of her mind in her Mustang driving around town somewhere.
What color is the Mustang?
Her driver's license number, but she needs to be stopped.
What color is the Mustang?
It's white. With a black top.
Like a Bronco.
Is she black and white?
She's a white girl. Okay, thank you. I got to go and see if I can find her.
Okay.
That's all I did, a white girl.
This has got to be a comedy routine.
I believe Al Cowling's driving.
OJ called 911. Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running now?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it. 911?
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
He's a big man.
Hello, is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? Yes, get the best of O.J. Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man.
I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug prank call.
Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes?
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug! Butt plug! Don't make me cut your throat, mother...
Does OJ do any, like, character voices on his prank call tape? Kind of like the Jerky Boys?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash you hit him with a ratchet or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the OJ Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Friggin' OJ, man. He's back.
He's back. Thank God.